And we're not going to be interviewing any coaches tonight. But Dennis and I have a couple of interesting twists to talk about. And let's throw them right out there. Tess Myers, very successful young lady athlete for Duquesne, the 5'9 junior, who actually popped in 11 threes in one game this year. She averages 11 points a game. She's not going to be popping in any threes tonight. She has a minor injury, and she is out. So, for the Flyers, maybe this is off of the disappointing performance at Vanderbilt, but Mariah Perez is not starting tonight, and the freshman Riley Rissmiller is starting. So, Dennis, take those in whatever order you wish.
Well, and, you know, when these conference games get going, you, especially with a lot of experience that both these teams bring to the table, you don't expect this. So we're both kind of thrown for a loop, and we're not sure. You know, obviously with Tess, we didn't see anything from the last game, so it doesn't appear to be anything too serious. She's out here. She's warming up, but going to take the night off. So what it tells me, Barney, is you got some opportunities. Both these teams have players that want to step up, and there's going to be opportunities. Mariah, she's had an up-and-down year throughout, so it might be a message, you know, being sent. But, you know, Riley Rissmiller going to get an opportunity tonight, and she has been wonderful to start the season.
All right, so the Flyers do come off the road loss at Vanderbilt, 70-53 before Christmas, and you're not going to win too many games when Bohannon and Perez combine for 0 of 14 from the field. The bright spot for the Flyers in that game was Ivy Wolf in 38 minutes. One turnover, 18 points, 5 3-pointers. The Flyers were basically kicked in the butt in the paint, 32-18. Even though they did outscore Vandy's bench, 31-7. If not for that, well, who knows? All right, let's talk about this Duquesne team. Both teams, by the way, are 6-6. And if you look at the net rankings, and I don't know who makes those up, it should be a pretty even game. Duquesne comes in the net 203. The Flyers come in at the net 209. But UD leads the all-time series 25-23 last year. Flyers lost to Tuffy 87-79 despite leading 30-16 after the first quarter. Perez had 16 points, 15 rebounds in that game. Niall Lear had 17. Tess Myers had 23 points. Meg McConnell had 16 points, 9 assists, 6 steals. That was the home game the Flyers lost. They also lost a tough one in Pittsburgh by 1.70-69. Duquesne, they've had a lot of close games this year. They have wins by 3 points over Niagara, over Howard by 14, over Pitt by 1. I mentioned they won their conference game by Fordham. They beat Fordham by 2 in overtime. They have defeated Kent State by 7 in double overtime, and they beat Longwood by 20. Their losses were by 2 at the buzzer at Bowling Green. They lost to Princeton by 8, Delaware by 14, Vermont by 16, Maine by 8, and Little Rock by 9. They are coming off a 19-win season, 9 returners. Top 7 scorers are back. 5 were in double figures last year. Dan Burt, whom you'll hear on a halftime interview coming up in January, 11th year, 194 wins. West Liberty, 1993 graduate, and preseason Duquesne was picked 5th. Dan brings a career 95 up, 60 down mark in the A-10. All right, so the teams are about ready as soon as they hear the buzzer in less than a minute, go to their respective benches and we will have the national anthem. We have an all-female officiating crew for you tonight, and that would be Erica Harriman, Linda Miles, and Jennifer Washoe. So we will update you as we go throughout the evening on scores. We'll keep an eye on an interesting one tonight. Rhode Island is at St. Louis. Billiken's had their problems this year. Rhode Island, they haven't exactly lit the world on fire. We'll break. Color guards coming out. We'll have our national anthem, and then we will give you interesting starting lineups for both teams. But right now, let's pause for our national anthem.
Move your caps and join our student athletes and coaches in honoring America and celebrating its freedom and those who protect it. Performing tonight's national anthem, please welcome Alexandra Kiefaber.
Say, hey.
let's get the starting lineups. The Dukes average 68 a game. They give up 70 per contest. They were out-rebounded by an average of 3 per contest. And they average 14 assists and commit 16 turnovers. The Flyers average 68 points a game as well. They give up 71, so again, pretty evenly matched. Rebounds plus 9, so see if the Flyers can take advantage of that tonight. No Flyers have fouled out this year. It's a little interesting. 13 assists the Flyers average, and they average committing 17 turnovers. Now, at one point, I think, though, Dennis, that turnover average is like 21-22, which
it's coming the right direction.
Yeah, it's coming down slowly, but fortunately it is coming down. All right, so the Dukes starting lineup, by the way, their roster composition, 4 seniors, 4 juniors, 3 sophomore, 2 freshmen. They have 3 players from France, 1 from Sweden, 1 from Bosnia. It's an interesting recruiting trip. 5 U.S. states are represented, 3 from Pennsylvania. And they are going to come out with, she does everything. We'll get into more of this later. Meg McConnell, the 5'7 junior. She averages 13 points and 8 rebounds a game. She has 55 assists this year to 18 turnovers. Nice ratio. And she is from Chartiers Valley High School out of the Pittsburgh area. Starting for Tess Myers tonight is Gabby. Oh, I love that we have an abbreviated name tonight. Gabby Grantham Medley. She is a 5'9 freshman. She averages 3.3 points per game. She's from North Hagerstown High School in Hagerstown, Maryland. Bernard is starting, not me, but that's Nye Bernard. She's a 5'5 junior. She averages 11.4 a game. She's from France, Paris, Maurice Ravel High School. Amaya Hamilton is starting, the 6'2 senior, averages 9.5 points a game. Hamilton Southeastern High School in Fishers, Indiana. And Ayanna Townsend is starting, the 6'2 senior, averages 6.2 points per game. Winchester Thurston High School out of the Pittsburgh area. Transfer from Xavier. So again, for the Dukes, they are starting Meg McConnell, Grantham Medley. That's going to take a while to roll off the tongue. Nye Bernard, Hamilton, and Townsend. For the Flyers, starting as usual would be Danica Lightborn, the 5'9 freshman, Tallulah Falls High School in the Bahamas. Also starting is Ariana Smith. She is from Afrocentric High School in Columbus. She averages 9.2 points per game and 11.4 rebounds, one of the nation leaders. Lightborn, by the way, averages 3 points a game. Didn't mention that. Ivy Wolf from Minster, the transfer from Miami of Ohio, is, of course, starting the 5'8 junior. She averages 12 points a game, and she also is an Iron Woman. She averages 35 minutes per contest. Then you have from Wayne, Destiny Bohannon, of course, in the starting lineup, 5'10 senior. And Destiny Bohannon plays 31 minutes a game, and she averages 9.8 a game. And getting the start tonight is the freshman from Coldwater, 6'4 Riley Rissmiller. She averages 5.7 a game. So we've got Lightborn, Smith, Wolf, Rissmiller, and Destiny Bohannon. So those are your lineups. Dukes are in the road uniforms, the blue trimmed in red. The Flyers home uniforms, white trimmed in red and blue. And we shall tip this one off very, very shortly. What would you like to add as we finally get rid of the pomp and circumstance?
Well, you know, we always have fun with the Duquesne Dukes and the Dan Burt teams. But 2 weeks ago, he had to be feeling pretty good going into Vermont. They're sitting 6-3. And then they've lost 3 straight. First time all year they've lost 3 straight. Coming into conference play, not how you want to get that started. So you expect them to come out kind of sharp. And in the past, his teams typically do. They'll come out pretty strong. And so it's going to be important for Dayton to kind of weather the storm and get off to a good start themselves. You don't want to get behind in this Duke team. One thing that we want to talk about is going to be the 3-point line. Duke's shooting at about 35%, but they shoot a lot of them, and they'll shoot it at a much higher clip if Dayton doesn't defend the 3-point line. And UD allows their opponents to shoot over 40% from the 3-point line. So now, Tess Myers being out, that is a big, big difference, you know, with this team and shooting from behind the 3-point line. But they're going to need to get out on the shooters.
I'm going to be curious to see who is going to guard Meg tonight, because they're going to depend on Meg for more scoring this year. Her scoring is down from last year, so there'll be a little more pressure on her. But right now, Ariana Smith wins the tap to the smiling Ivy Wolf, quickly in the corner to Lightbourne, and she throws it away. Turnover number one of several, I'm sure, to come tonight. So for the Dukes, McConnell on the weave offense over to Bernard. Bernard now to, I wish I could say SGA or something, but GGM, Medley underneath. And missing the shot inside is Ayanna Townsend, but the Dukes get the offensive rebound, and in a 2-3 zone defense, they will attack the cup again as Townsend has her back to the basket. Medley traveled, they no called, now they dump it to Townsend. Townsend bump off glass, can't get it to go, and Ariana Smith gets her first of many, many rebounds tonight. Quickly Wolf off to Lightbourne. Lightbourne glides, and Lightbourne has a shot blocked by Townsend on a mismatch, and the Dukes will look to enter the scoring column for the first time. Stopping, popping, Grant and Medley missed it. Riley Rissmiller gets the rebound, falls down, no travel call, I don't know why. And it is Ivy Wolf. Minute in, both teams have not scored. Travel, no call, three missed badly by Rissmiller at the top of the key. Has shown she can hit that this year, but not there. In quick transition, changing hands on the dribble is Hamilton. Off to Grantham Medley. Grantham Medley now looks on the left side, looks inside Townsend, but she's shaded by Rissmiller. 15 on the shot. Minute and a half, no score yet. McConnell has the basketball, and here is the three for Bernard. Nails it! Well, you're right on cue, my friend. They like to shoot the three, and Bernard is at 38% on the season, and the Dukes have the lead. Now it's Destiny Bohannon between the circles. Bohannon will lead the offense on this possession. She backs away. McConnell's guarding her. McConnell giving her the evil eye. 10 on the shot. Flyers offense bogs down in this sequence. Lightbourne to Rissmiller. Turnaround shot cleanly blocked by Townsend. Rissmiller gets it back to Smith. Smith traveled. No call. I don't think these officials are going to blow the whistle tonight. Well, they just did there as Smith is called for an offensive charge foul. First foul in the game. I wouldn't exactly call this a quick start.
No, the Flyers seems out of sorts on the offensive side of the ball, rushing just about everything.
They got to get Ivy Wolf isolated to take a shot. So now we're going to see some pressure in the backcourt as McConnell, shaded by Lightbourne, changes hands on the dribble, glides past Danica, using a screen. Gets the ball over to Bernard. Bernard, a cross-court pass to Medley. I'm just going to say Medley. I'm going to make this easy. Underneath with the ball, now with 10 on the shot. They get it inside Townsend, works on the freshman Rissmiller, and banks it in. Townsend makes it 5-0, 2.5 minutes in. And we're going to see Nisa Jones for the Flyers at the next dead ball. Inside to Rissmiller, basket good. Assist to Destiny Bohannon. So Riley puts the Flyers on the board. Quickly, it's Meg McConnell on the dribble on the left side. Lightbourne doing a good job on her. McConnell not in the offensive flow yet in this game. Looks like she wants to take Lightbourne offensively. They draw double coverage. Pass over. Townsend missed the shot. Gets it back in a crowd. Over Rissmiller. Good. Well, Townsend's already exerting her offensive thrust tonight at 6-2, and it's a 7-2 score. Now Wolf, who has not taken a shot yet. Flyers fit one of their first four. 3 of 7 for Dukes. Lightbourne in the corner, deep to Bohannon. Rissmiller, kick out. Thinking about the three as Lightbourne doesn't take it. Now deep in the right corner is Ivy Wolf. 8 on the shot. Wolf uses a pick. Shoots a free throw line. It's off the mark. Townsend comes up with the rebound. Going to slow it up. Good start for the Dukes in this game. Hamilton over to Bernard. A little shake and bake move. Now Townsend at the top of the key. She's going to work on Rissmiller, and Rissmiller can't do anything. They got to get her out of the game. They got to get Perez in this game, or Townsend's going to have 50 tonight. 9-2. 6:19 to go first quarter. Pressure back court. Rissmiller has it front court. She's been eaten alive by Townsend early in this game. Now Ivy Wolf, 6 minutes to go first quarter. One foul, and it's on Dayton. No fouls to Kate. Bohannon bounce pass. Ariana Smith deep right corner. Smith pulls up. Now Bohannon, 5 on the shot. I don't think Dayton realizes, so Bohannon takes a 3 and badly misses it. Oof. Rebound McConnell. Yeah, that one wasn't close. And badly thrown away. Good anticipation. Backcourt Bohannon to intercept the pass. Now Bohannon front court hits the trailer. Wolf, 3 left side. It's long. It's off the mark. And McConnell gets her first of probably what will be double-digit rebounds. 9-2, 5:35 to go first quarter. Perez is going to come in. We can't have a dead ball soon enough. Duquesne's going to sub too. I don't think Dan's going to come in, but he's looks like he's going to check in. Bernard free throwing, good. Yeah, this team's playing tonight, folks. Duquesne's hit four of their first eight. They're up 11-2. And they get it underneath for Riss Miller. She draws double coverage. And they could have called her, well, they could have called her for an elbowing foul. They called a tie-up, alternating possession to Duquesne at the 5-11 mark. Brown is in for Duquesne. And that would be Keandre Brown, 6'2 junior, averages 4.6 a game. Townsend is out. Glad to see that. Journey Kiyaku is in also, 5'7 sophomore, averages 3.8 points a game. She was the MEAC Freshman of the Year at North Carolina Central. And again, for the Flyers, Jones is in, and Mariah Perez is in. Riss Miller is out, and Perez is going to pick up Brown outside. Media timeout coming up, and this one is almost intercepted, but McConnell's able to corral it in front of Anissa Jones, who's in the lineup for Dayton, averaging 9.3 a game. McConnell for Brown, but it's slapped away, and coming up with it is Anissa Jones. She goes 1-on-2 on McConnell and can't hit the shot. And the rebound comes to Kiyaku, and I don't know what we have.
Foul on Perez. Bohannon.
Her first, team second, 4:38 to go, first quarter. We will now break and hear from our underwriters.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring UD women's basketball to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard about them during games on the radio. This year's underwriters are ACT Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Dominica's Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Roederer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
Well, you're not going to win too many games if you shoot 13%, 1 of 8. That's where the Flyers all are. The Dukes have come out sharp in this game. They're 5 of 9, 56%, and basically they have come out strong with Ayanna Townsend with 6 points, and Bernard has 5 points, and that's all their points. So no Tess Myers, no big deal so far for the Dukes.
Yeah, it might be worse if Tess was playing. Dayton started at 8 p.m. tonight. Normally they start at 7. I don't know if they
have
realized that.
Started?
I don't know if they realized that the game has actually begun. I said at the beginning of the game I thought Duquesne would come out sharp and Dayton would have to kind of weather the storm through 5 minutes. They have not. Now, it is a long game to be played, and there's plenty of time here even in this first quarter to get back, you know, to where they should be. They just got calmed down. Duquesne's defense definitely causing Dayton problems. They're giving them full court pressure, not really to steal the ball. They're just causing them problems. And what's happening is Dayton's getting into the front court, and then Duquesne's still settling into his zone. So they need to settle down. And when they get into the front court, dump the ball inside. Perez is now into the game. I'd like to see the ball go in there, and I think good things will happen from there. And I think that's what Coach will do right out of the gate here, is I think they'll dump down and start to create some opportunities from inside.
We can only hope. Next home game will be a week from today. We'll go back to the traditional noon start against Loyola. It's one of those 9-3-7 days, the $9 ticket, the $7 ticket, $9 athletics calendar, $3 hot dog, a YMCA day, by the way. I don't know if the village people will be here to perform, but members of the YMCA get tickets at a group rate, and the halftime will be Lena Lou. The halftime tonight, by the way, is the circus performance of Rola Bola. Boy, that came off the tongue nicely. But right now, we're rolling along in a 9-point hole as Bernard gets the basketball over to Hamilton. Excuse me. Here is a three taken at the top of the key. It's missed by Bernard. And Mariah Press has it. And Brown is down, and Brown is hurt. And Brown has hurt her ankle. And we saw this with a Duquesne player a couple years ago, Paige Cannon, during COVID. And, yeah, Brown is down, so we'll hold it here. But we saw at the end of the half, I don't know if you were here with me, it was during the COVID year when we were sitting up with the cardboard cutouts.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw right at the end of a half, Paige Cannon basically collapsed, and that put her out for the year. Now, I didn't see what happened here, but Brown is in a lot of pain. And that's about all we'll say. Brown, seven games that she played at Indiana last year, but she played 30 games the previous year. And she comes in off the bench, the 6'2 junior, averaging 4.6 points per game. And this is a bad injury. Basically all we'll say about that. In the meantime, we have time to fill. So anything more you want to say about Brown?
Oh, well, I mean, I was watching the Fordham game, and that was when she really kind of started to play well. 10 points against Kent State. You had really started to pick it up, played well against Vermont and Maine. Minutes were kind of upticking, so you just hate to see that. It did not look good.
Now, she is sitting up, and she is standing, so they're not bringing a stretcher out. They're not bringing a wheelchair out.
That's about as promising as you could ask for.
She's actually putting pressure on both legs, so if it was some sort of a knee injury,
ooh, no,
she is limping. She is definitely limping.
You know what's terrifying there, Barney? I hope I'm wrong, but that reads like an Achilles.
ACL?
Achilles.
Oh, Achilles.
She was down around her ankle, and the way that she's walking, it's almost like you get kicked in the back of your leg. Obviously, I'm no medical doctor, but that very easily could be that. Hopefully, it is not.
Okay, so again, already short with Tess Myers. Now Brown has gone to the locker room with something of an injury. And we resume play with Dayton down 11-2 at the four-minute mark of the first quarter. They get the ball inside for Perez, and it pops right off of her and out of bounds off of Duquesne. That was kind of a tough pass for Mariah to handle. It was thrown like a professional football player would throw up.
Way too hot. Yeah,
very hot. Dayton lucks out because it's off of Duquesne. Now the ball's into Ivy Wolf. 10 on the shot. It's into Mariah. Mariah, turnaround, hook off glass. Bad angle, no good. McConnell's there for a rebound. McConnell into the front court. Now the ball's deep into the corner. Here's penetration by Bernard. Bernard now goes left to right. Bernard on a pick and roll up to Kiyaku. And Kiyaku has to give it up. Journey's on a journey, and it's over to McConnell. Open three. Missed it. Hamilton tips at it, and McConnell hustles and gets it. Beautiful pass. Basket good. And one. Give the basket to Precious Johnson, the 6'4 senior who averages 5.3 a game. Shoots 50% from the field. And she is one of the nation's leading free throw shooters coming into the game at 8 of 8. Who got the foul?
That foul was Shannon Wheeler. Just checked in.
Shannon Wheeler checked in, averaging 5.2 a game. And Precious Johnson missed the free throw. She's no longer one of the best free throw shooters in the nation now. She's only now 8 of 9. And Duquesne's lead is now ballooned to 13-2 at the 3:25 mark of the first quarter. Perez sets a screen out high. Bohannon thinks about the three, but she's covered up very effectively. No open shots for the Flyers. They're going to have to move the ball quickly around the perimeter. 10 on the shot. Bohannon drives left side. 10-foot pop left side. Looks good, and it is. Destiny Bohannon on the board for the first time. The Flyers down 13-4. Racing down as Kiyaku goes all the way in, and she got fouled. She'll go to the line. That lightning quick speed. And Ivy Wolf has picked up the foul. It's the fourth team foul, and Kiyaku, well, this is interesting. She's a 47% free throw shooter. The team overall, this is a weak spot for Duquesne, especially when you're in all these close games. They're only at 63% on the season.
Yeah, Flyers at 74.
So Kiyaku, let's see if that 47% holds. Well, she missed this one. I guess if she makes the next one, it would basically hold. And Lauren Wasslin, first action this year, 6 foot senior. She's going to come in a moment. I think it's first action this year. Yes, holding form, free throw is good. She makes one of two.
Yeah, this is the first time she's checked in this year. Wasselson.
Yeah, 29 games last year, 6 starts, transfer from Xavier, played 3 years there. Had 10 points against the Flyers here at UD last season. 14-4 Duquesne. Flyers miss a shot. They go for the weak side rebound, but immediately Wasselin is able to come up with the board. Quickly a pass. Nyalier is in for the Flyers, and it was a bad pass, actually, and Nylier got fouled. Nylier averages 5.3 a game. She was our star of the game in the Ohio-Dominican contest. So Wheeler is out. Jones is out. Who is in? Smith, Wolf, Bohannon, Perez.
Lear,
okay, yeah, the one with the ball. That's true. It always happens. I always get four. I just can't get that fifth. Flyers down 14-4, 2:30 to go. Both teams basically now over the limit. Ivy Wolf gives it off. Here's the three, right elbow. Bohannon looks good. It is. Flyers 30% from three-point land this year. They're going to need more of that. They're trying to get back in this game now, down 14-7. That one draws some rain from Destiny Bohannon.
6.93.
That's right, and counting. Hey, we'll be a member of the 700 Club soon. Ill-advised foul on Niall Lear. Basically, it's going to result in free throws here for the Dukes, since both teams are now over. And Kiyaku...
Is it again, a hack-a-shack? Was it a smart foul?
You wonder. You know, you can't really have her in the game at the end if it's close with this free throw percentage, but they're down Brown and they're down Tess Myers. And Kiyaku, she looked good there. She hit it. By the way, anybody listening in the Pittsburgh area, welcome to our broadcast. We appreciate it. Go Steelers tomorrow against Seattle. Go Chiefs against Bengals. Yeah. And this one popped up in the air a couple times. She made it. So tonight, Kiyaku is a 75% free throw shooter. 16-7 ahead of the field. Bohannon missed the layup. Wasselin gets the rebound, kicks it. And Kiyaku comes up with it. Wassa's son, I meant. Kiyaku all the way up over Lear. She missed the layup. And Ariana Smith comes up with it. A little bit of sloppy helter-skelter ball here. Under 2 minutes to go. First quarter, 16-7 Duquesne. Ivy Wolf effectively cut off. It's over to Lear. Traveled. Unforced turnover for Dayton. That's three turnovers for the Flyers. Three for both teams. Duquesne shooting a very respectable 46%. The Flyers not so respectable at 23%. Rebounds. Look at that. Duquesne 12-6.
That's the surprise stat and the biggest reason for this lead right now.
Definitely. Four rebounds overall. Ready for the 5-7 Meg McConnell, too. She knows where the ball is going to be when it's missed right away.
Good steal, Ivy Wolf.
Excellent steal, Wolf, off of Grantham Medley. Just picked the pocket, so to speak. Now Niall Lear right in front of the Duquesne bench. Throws it right to Duquesne. Unforced turnover number two in a matter of moments. Grantham Medley has it. Now driving underneath, and the ball's thrown away. And here comes Destiny Bohannon. She almost throws it away, but Wolf gets it. Boy, helter-skelter here with turnovers. 109 to go in the first quarter. Sloppy basketball. Duquesne's up 16-7. Wolf drives. Has an opening, but it's kicked out. Bohannon the three corner. Can't get it to go. And I wish Ivy would have not started to run back on defense, because the rebound would have come right to her, but she's already running back on defense. 50 seconds to go in the period. Flyers stuck on 7 points, shooting 3 of 14 from the field. We've seen these shooting droughts before. Driving is Kiyaku. She'll shoot it in the lane and get it to bounce in. For a young lady who averages 4 points a game, she already has five, and she's been a major impact off the bench, especially with the Brown injury. 30 seconds to go in the period. Ariana Smith between the circles. Niall Lear now will drive. Uses a pick by Perez, and it looks like an air ball that goes out of bounds. Duquesne will go for one with 23 seconds to go. In the first period, we would like to forget it.
Dayton looks
over.
Like, yeah, they look like they've never seen a zone before. I'm not really sure. Everything's around the perimeter. They're not moving the ball to the interior of it at all. Really, honestly, easy to defend. Surprising first quarter. Probably their worst first quarter we've seen this year. I don't want to say probably. Yeah, I think it is.
Someone against Detroit in the fourth quarter. It wasn't very fun. Now McConnell with seven. McConnell underneath. Townsend, give and go, layup good. Ariana Townsend, she came to play. Ayanna Townsend, I should say, 8 points.
And then Perez inbounding traveled. She stepped over the line. So with 2.5, Duquesne's going to get another shot.
Ouch. Well, from outhouse to the... From the penthouse to the outhouse. That's a tease for what I'm going to talk about after we hear from our underwriters, which will be in 2.5 seconds. McConnell to throw it in. McConnell does throw it in. Boy, there was no defense there. Grantham Medley gets the layup, and 22-7, and I think it's a good time to take a break. Let's hear from our underwriters, please.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring UD Women's Basketball to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard about them during the games on radio. This year's underwriters are ACT Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotor Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
All right, thank you, Abby. Two stats, basically, I think is all you need in this first period. 56% from the field, Duquesne, 20% Dayton, 14 rebounds Duquesne, 6 rebounds Dayton, enough. All right, the next game for the Flyers will be Tuesday. It is going to be a 5 o'clock game, which is kind of unusual. It's going to be at UMass. Now, UMass is a net 324. And when I said from the penthouse to the outhouse, they were 27-7 last year. They lost to St. Louis in the A-10 tourney final. Torrey Verity, after the end of the year, said, I'm losing my whole team. I'm leaving. I'm going to Pitt. They won at UD last year 79-60. Sydney Taylor had 30 points. But she's gone, as is the player of the year from last year, Sid Green, as is Destiny Philoxy. Now, after today's loss, UMass is 2-11. They have wins over St. Peter's and UMass Lowell. They have losses Northeastern by 4. Listen to some of these spreads. Maine 21, Howard 21, Monmouth 12, Green Bay 33, Washington State 42, Maryland 29, Yale 8, Boston College 38, Albany 22. The poor guy who's coaching them this year, who is to be taking a lot of mail ox, is Mike LaFleur. He'd been an assistant since 2018. Junior Stephanie Kalesma and Kristen Williams each average 11 points a game. And, you know, this is kind of what Dayton faced last year in terms of the cupboard being bare. The coach left, took a couple players with her. Well, Torrey Verity didn't have anybody to take with him, but wow, I mean, that's what UMass is all about. So that'll be the Flyer game Tuesday. Duquesne, by the way, has a week off after this game. They're going to be home on noon, a week from tomorrow, on CBS Sportsnet. So that's what going from the penthouse to the outhouse is all about. All right, Flyers have the ball. Smith has it. You want to make a point?
Last year, Duquesne erased a 19-point deficit here against Dayton.
I don't think they have to do that this year.
Just to put that into the existence.
They get to a 19-point deficit, and there's a Flyer turnover. Could be 17 here in a second. Driving, yep, 17. Bernard banks it in. She now has 7 points. It's 24-7. This is not football, by the way. These teams do play in football. Perez inside gets blocked. Great hustle by Mariah. Gets it back. She should go back up with it and does and hits a 5-footer. You know, what's weird there is Duquesne got the block and all of a sudden then their defense decided to relax, which made no sense because they did pressure her well. 24-9 now. Speaking of Perez, an interview with her coming up at halftime. Stick with us on the whatever sponsor halftime. I don't even remember. It might be Archer's.
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross. Okay. Drive a car. Don't eat. All right, Bernard misses a shot left side. Townsend gets the rebound, and Townsend got fouled. Smith was in the vicinity. See if they call it on her. Oh, Ivy Wolf. Kind of odd. No, that's not what you need. Your best player now has 2 fouls. But I don't really, well, I was going to say, I don't really think they can afford to take her out. That's what I know. She does leave in favor of Nia Lear. But when you're down 24-9, she's not going to stick there very long. Driving, cut off effectively. Now the ball's out to Townsend. Townsend walked, no call, forces it up over Perez, no good. Mariah with the rebound up to Nia Lear. Lear front court, pass knocked out of bounds. Actually, they're going to say the errant pass was off. Anissa Jones. That's a turnover.
Mm-mm-mm. 24-9.
Well, the Dayton men won today. Tough game, but they beat Longwood to improve to 11-2. That's why we're playing tonight. Now it's Bernard. Over to Hamilton. Outside to Grantham Medley. Niallier almost picked it. 10 on the shot. Kane has to do something. It's Bernard. Throws it for Townsend. Terrible pass. Flyers get it. Neither team has made good decisions with their passing tonight. Now Niallier to our right. Bounce pass inside. Smith does corral it, and we have a foul on Duquesne. I think it's on Grantham Medley. Gabby has picked up her first. That's Duquesne's first foul in the game. Pretty impressive when you can go quarter plus without fouling. Niallier is out. Transfer from Maryland, Ty Kozlova, averaging 1.6 a game, is in. Obviously for outside shooting purposes. Ball is inbounded to Jones. Now Destiny Bohan, Flyer leading scorer with 5 points. Here is number 5, Smith, out to Bohannon. She will drive at 8. Bohannon's cut off, has to get out to Kozlova. Now Perez, top of the key at 5. Perez is going to have to shoot it, or they're going to have a violation. Perez is dribbling. Perez in the lane, a hook shot. Too hard, can't get it. Rebound, it's on the floor, and Duquesne came up with it. They would have gotten the arrow anyway. And Bernard in transition. Grantham Medley shoots an air ball from 3-point land. Crowd will love that one. Over to Ariana Smith. Up to Anissa Jones, and she will get fouled, and thud, she hits the court, and she's fine, and she'll go to the line where she is at 66% this year. Dayton is at 74%, and Riss Miller and Wheeler are going to come back in for the Flyers, and Precious Johnson's going to come back in for the Dukes.
You can tell Coach Meek is really desperate for just anything right now. She's substituting more than she normally does, just rotating players in and out, and just desperately trying to find some flow on the offensive side.
Of which there is no flow on the offensive side right now. And the free throw is missed.
This is an interesting lineup that's on the floor. I don't think they've played together this year, these five.
And free throw good. Now, with Ivy Wolfout, you kind of wonder who's going to take charge, and it's going to have to be Bohannon from a scoring standpoint as well as from a ball-handling standpoint. Now driving the lane is McConnell. Her pass somehow got to the Duke, and it actually comes to Precious Johnson back to the basket. Sloppy pass, but the Duke save it with 7 to shoot. McConnell shut out offensively in this game. 3 to shoot. They're not going to get it off. They don't. They did not realize the clock there. And that'll drive a coach to drink. 7:04 to go. I'll have to throw this in since I said drink. Congratulations to my alma mater, University of Missouri, last night, taking care of the Ohio State University with Coach Eli Drinkowitz, SEC Coach of the Year. I'm sure you couldn't wait to hear that.
I think it was just Ohio State, not the Ohio State.
The Ohio State lost. And Anissa Jones got fouled as she hits the floor. Now, truthfully, it was a farce of a football game because Ohio State had a third-string quarterback in. They didn't have Maserati, Marv Harrison, the wide receiver, and neither team could do anything offensively until Missouri strung together 290-plus yard scoring drives in the fourth quarter. So it was a game Missouri really was supposed to win, and they did do so. So now that we're done talking about college football, no, we won't bring up Florida State. It's into Wheeler. They lost 63-3. Wheeler puts the ball on her hip, missed a layup. Flyers have had some good looks on layups. They're just not going in tonight. They trail this game 24-10. Precious Johnson over to Wasselin, and she misses a shot. Wassel's son. Oh. And somehow McConnell got the rebound, as we would expect at 5-7, of course. And she got fouled. She'll go to the line. McConnell and Caitlin Clark are the only D1 players last year who had multiple triple-double games. If you didn't know that. She's a 64% free throw shooter. I'm a little surprised it's not a little higher. And we'll see if she can get on the board. She is very impressive, 40% from the 3-point strike. Yeah, that first one could have built a house there. That one missed.
That makes no sense because she's a good outside shooter. That makes no sense.
Now she's below 64% on the season. You know, this whole game really hasn't made any sense tonight. Well, she swished that one. Now she's got a point. And it's 25 to 10. You looking something up about her?
I was looking at her career versus this year. She's actually up this year, 63% wow. compared to 61.
You know, that's somebody who is going to be in the game at the end if it's close, obviously. Now it's Anissa Jones. She draws double coverage off to Bohannon. Destiny drives the left baseline and loses it in the crowd. And here comes McConnell ahead of the field. Beautiful bounce pass. She gets it back, fumbles it. It's loose. Playing Piggly Wiggly with the ball. McConnell in open three left side. Looks good, but it's too long. Long weak side rebound, and I think they're going to get Precious Johnson. They're going to get Bohannon.
I think it's Wheeler.
Yeah, Wheeler. So now she has two fouls. And Lightbourne will come back in for the... I was going to say the aforementioned Wheeler, but no, Jones is going to sit. And back in for Duquesne is Kiyaku. So Journey. It's interesting. Journey and Destiny are in this game tonight. But right now, the Journey is going real well for Duquesne. And the Flyer Destiny does not look good. All right, McConnell to throw it in. We're done with the literature part. Here's Wasselson, a three. Nails it from the right side. It's got to make Lauren feel good. Her first points of the season coming off injury. And it's 28-10. And Bohannon in the front court. Cross court. To Lightbourne. Now Rissmiller will give it off. Here's a three. Kozlova nails it from the right side. Ty Kozlova makes it 28-13. Hamilton working on Kozlova. Pick and roll. Hits McConnell the trailer and she lays it in. I mean, that's just beautiful moving off the ball. But Rissmiller really needed to play a little more aggressive defense there. 30-13. And it's Ariana Smith out to Bohannon. They leave her open for the three, and she badly misses it. And I think it's off of Ariana Smith at the 5-16 mark. And here comes Jones in for Lightbourne. And here comes Nye Bernard back in. And McConnell gets a rare rest.
I think I'd run the risk with Ivy for a couple minutes and see if you could squeeze a couple minutes out of her.
I think you're going to squeeze the rest of the quarter out of her. I don't think when you're down by 17 points with her sitting on the bench, you're going to be making up much ground. And if you go down 17 at the half, well, good luck to you.
And there's still a ton of time. They could cut this thing down a little bit before halftime. And
maybe.
It's a long game.
You don't need a five-second violation, which you almost got. And now Bohannon has the basketball. Bohannon at the free throw line. Double pumps, can't get it. 6'4 Rissmiller, though, gives Dayton a second opportunity to set up a 15-0 shot. Kozlova over to Ariana Smith. Out to Ty. Ty with 10. Ty dumps it inside for Smith. He's double-teamed in travel. Great double-team defense for Precious Johnson and Tiaku. That's Flyer turnover number...
10.
Oh, okay, 10. Flyer shooting 25%. Or no, 23%. Duquesne at 50%. All right, media timeout. 4:56 to go. First half, Duquesne 30, Dayton 13. We shall return.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring UD Women's Basketball to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard about them during the games on radio. This year's underwriters are ACT Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Roederer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
All right, so 4:56 to go in the half, 30-13, Duquesne with the lead. Let's profile Duquesne. Opened as the Pittsburgh Catholic College of the Holy Ghost in 1878 with 40 students. Duquesne was named for the 18th century governor of New France, Michael-Ange Duquesne de Menneville. Over 9,300 total students they have now, over a 49-acre campus. They have an associate campus in Rome. Fall 2024, first class to be admitted next year in the osteopathic medical school, which is interesting. I know I covered this previously. The Tambourisans are the largest running multicultural song and dance company in the U.S. Some alum include the founders of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Art and Dan Rooney, singer Bobby Vinton, longtime Laker guard Norm Nixon, T.J. McConnell, who is the brother of Megan McConnell, played 2 years at Duquesne, now is on the Indiana Pacers. Their mascot is a lion with a top hat, designed by Change Up Incorporated out of Miamisburg, which I always thought was weird. They have eyes that are diamond-shaped. To me, the word used is hypercycloid. It's the word for the night. Hypercycloid. Look it up. First university, by the way, to offer a PhD in nursing, 1997. And they offer a combo. This is interesting. They offer a combo of biomedical engineering and nursing dual degree. How would you like to have a nursing engineer? Interesting. Very, very interesting. It's almost more interesting than me reading the stats. You know, I got to say this. I've been doing this 21 years. I love this team. I live and die with this team. Tonight I'm dying with this team. For whatever reason, I know I've been a lot more critical tonight than probably any game I've done in 21 years. But some of the stuff I'm seeing tonight, just, and I'm not being very critical pointing out a person, because I won't do that. But some of the stuff I'm seeing tonight, folks, is just mind-boggling. And there's no explanation for it, especially when Tess Myers is not even in the game. You think that that's a break. Here's a give and go. It's fumbled underneath by Precious Johnson. She's got eight to shoot. On the give and go, Kiyaku misses a weird-looking horse-type layup that would have hit Sports Center had it gone in.
She lost her shoe.
Oh, okay. By the way, Brown, again, we hope it's not seriously hurt for Duquesne. And Dayton just popped on in. That was, who hit that one? Ariana, I think. Smith. I think. Check on that. She's a 58% shooter from two-point land this year. Flyers down now 30-15. 4 minutes to go in the half. We look at the team fouls, three apiece. Duquesne on the weave offense. And it's Grantham Medley who started tonight for Myers. Here's Wasselson. They leave her open left side, misses it. Ariana Smith comes up with the rebound. That's her third of the night. She did get those 2 points earlier. 3:40 to go in the half. Dayton trailed at 22-7 at the end of the first. And actually, we are drawn up at 8 here in the second. McConnell was out. She's going to come back in a moment. Dayton has 10 to shoot. See if Bohannon shoots it. She doesn't. Instead, she passes it over to Kozlova at 5. Kozlova pushes off at 3. Smith in the lane. Little shot, can't get it. But Riss Miller does get it, and she's immediately tied up. And the alternating possession will give the ball to Duquesne. Riss Miller, I have noticed this. Not to be critical, but I noticed she'll get a rebound, and she'll, like, put the ball out there for anybody to tie her up. She's going to have to stop doing that.
Yeah, and I mean, she likes to play more outside than inside, but her size really kind of forces her down low. But yeah, she's kind of panicking when she gets the ball. That's what it looks like to me. It looks very panicky.
Yeah, you see the deer in headlights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. And that'll come with time. I mean, she's getting a lot of playing time this year, which is the way to learn. On the job training. 30-15, 12 on the shot. 3 minutes to go in the half. Meg McConnell will drive, blows past Bohannon and puts it in. Meg has 5 points. It's now 32-15. Well, Dan's been here for some of his own team's beatdowns in the past. And he's kind of putting it to Dayton tonight. Inside Ariana Smith. That's a clean block by Grantham Medley. And on alternating possession, Dayton will keep it with 16 on the shot. Yeah, Grantham Medley's got some athleticism to her.
She really does. A little sloppy with the ball handle, but other than that, I've been impressed by her. But McConnell already 5-5-5, so triple-double watch.
Wait until she gets to 10-10-10. Driving is Jones. She overshoots the basket, and the ball's kicked. Ooh. And the ball's kicked again.
Dangerous play.
And I think Kozlova kicked it, and they stopped the game for that reason at the 2:37 mark.
They'll get a foul on Kozlova there. A well-earned one.
So she picks up her first. That is the team's fourth. And Mariah Perez is back in for Riss Miller. Some interesting stuff in the A-10 today. We will recap the five finals we have in coming up at halftime from the studio. And it's Townsend with 20 on the shot between the circles. McConnell. Meg now uses a pick. She'll shoot the three. Looks good. Nope. Clunks off the top of the rim. No block out. Came to Grantham Medley, and she missed the shot. She got it back over Perez. This is just hustle, folks. Three is missed, and Perez bats it out of bounds. Actually, they're saying it's off to King. Okay, beats me. By the way, you know, I could have said this stuff all day. The Flyers are over the last five, one of the last eight, and they have not scored in 2 minutes, 11 seconds. I try to avoid that stuff.
Yeah, we've tried to spare you.
But it pops up on the screen. 2 minutes to go. 32-15. This is the game I should have left at halftime. Inside, Arianna Smith scores.
We might have to have
She's
you leave.
She's got four. Yeah, I know. I might be escorted it out. 21 years, you're done. 32-17, and almost a steal for Anissa Jones. But Grantham Medley slops it up the backboard. Game to Townsend, and she banks it in. Ayanna Townsend averages 6. She has 10 points, and she has played herself a game tonight. 5 of 9 from the field. 7 rebounds. She's going to have a double-double soon. 34-17. Anissa Jones, free throw line. Looks good, it is. Anissa's on the board from the field. She has 3 points now. It's 34-19. And this has been a 12-12 quarter. So, I mean, Ivy out. You're basically playing even, which Duquesne will take.
Yeah. Couple stops, couple scores, and you got a 10-point game at halftime, so
just
gotta play smart.
Perez comes up with the rebound. That's her fourth. By the way, Arianna Smith already has 6 rebounds for the Flyers. Mariah Perez, 1 dribble. Now deep in the corner, Kozlova underneath. Here's Arianna Smith, 10 to shoot. Cross-court pass, bad pass, right to me, and I knocked it away, thank goodness, because I was awake.
I was worried. I thought you were going to take a tumble.
Well, that would have gotten me out of here.
Barney got his hands on the ball.
A stretcher.
Good defense, Barney.
Thank you. Meg didn't thank me. So, a sweaty Destiny Bohannon will throw it in. 8 on the shot. 34 in the game.
Do they know?
I hope so.
Got to shoot it.
Bohannon.
They don't know.
Nope. Oh. Well, Perez got it off, I guess. I didn't think so. Missed it. Didn't matter. Here's a pass up to Kiyaku. Duquesne can hold it out for the last shot. See if they can win the quarter, because we're knotted at 12. And the assassin is on the dribble. The assassin looks to do something. Hands it off to Kiyaku. Drives the left baseline. Kicked out. Open three at the buzzer. Missed. And that's all she wrote. 34-19 score. So let's do this. I will give you all the numbers, and then we'll listen to Abby's interview with Maya Perez. So the team numbers look like this. Duquesne was 56% at one point. They have cooled. They missed 7 of their last 8 shots in the period. They're at 41% in the field. The Flyers are at 26%. 3-point hasn't been kind to either team. 2 of 11, Duquesne, 18%. Dayton, 2 of 8, 25%. Free throw is not much of a factor. Duquesne, 4 of 7. Dayton, 1 of 2. Dayton has 10 turnovers. Duquesne has 7. Duquesne is plus 6 on rebounds. And Duquesne is plus 2 on the bench points. And they are plus 14 in the paint. The Flyers scoring is, Kozlova 3, Jones 3, Smith 4, Perez 2, Bohannon 5, Riss Miller 2. I can tell you that Smith has 6 rebounds. The Duquesne scoring is Kiyaku 5, McConnell 5, but 6 rebounds and 5 assists. Grantham Medley 2, Hamilton has not scored in 14 minutes. It's interesting. She does not have a shot in 14 minutes. She has 1 rebound and 1 assist in 14 minutes. Okay. Townsend's the star of this game, 10 points and 7 rebounds. Off the bench, Bernard 7, Wasselson 3, Brown, again the injury, and Precious Johnson 2. So, 34-19, we will break. Let's go to our halftime. Abby Fink interviews Mariah Perez, and after that interview, we'll come back and we get to watch circus at least. We'll break for the halftime, and then we'll come back and we'll give you the A-10 scores. But right now, at halftime, it's 34-19, Duquesne.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
It's halftime at UD Arena. Our halftime program today is being brought to you by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the studios for halftime.
This is Abby Fink. I'm joined by Mariah Perez.
Hi.
So starting out with your high school career, playing in Newark, New Jersey, how much is Dayton different from Newark?
It's a lot different. It's a lot. Newark is a city that has like a lot of more people, a lot of things going on. Dayton is like a lot more calm, a lot more warming. When it comes to like the city, it's a lot of things going on at one time. So, you know, it's nice to be here and things are moving slow, you know, and just a lot of amazing people.
Was anything about that change difficult or like major differences?
It wasn't difficult because I came into like a nice warming city. Dayton is an amazing city, has like a lot of fans, a lot of just people that are welcoming. So it was a real smooth change because of all the welcoming people here.
And then what drew you into Dayton from your high school team?
What drew me into Dayton was the team and the coaches, just how family oriented it was and how welcoming they were. So it was just I felt like it would be a lot easier, smooth transition from high school to college.
And then I also saw on your biography that you were invited to play for Team Puerto Rico and Team USA while you were in high school. So tell me a little bit about those experiences there.
It was an amazing experience. Never thought I'd have that opportunity. So the fact that I was able to know to get those opportunities was amazing.
And then definitely here you have a large social media presence doing interviews like this and the mini mic with Mariah. Was that something that you were used to in high school, or was that something that was totally new to you?
Honestly, it was totally new to me, but I think my personality, I just went with the flow and I was able to like just show my personality and have fun with it.
And then again with the mini mic with Mariah, what started that whole segment on Facebook?
What started that is one of the coaches came up to me and talked about it. Julie, she said, you know, we were wondering if you wanted to do a little episode talking about the games and then just learning more about each player and coaches, and asked me to do it. And I was like, of course. So, you know, shout out to them. Shout out to our social media side.
All right. And then moving into like your early college career, had some more few points than you have recently, and then with the big star lineup that was here before you. Talk about like your patience during that time, and then like what did you learn from watching those other players before you?
College, you know, it's a different speed as high school. You know, not everything's going to go as planned as you would like it, but, you know, just staying with the process, you know, taking one day at a time and looking at my upperclassmen and seeing the things that they do on and off the court just helped me stay with the course of, you know, me. You know, one day my time's going to happen. So just having really good role models helped me be a lot more patient.
And then that major change from your junior to senior year with huge increase in stats, what were some of the things that you did on and off the court to make that major change?
I was just in the gym looking at film also. If I wasn't in the gym, I was just looking at film with things that I can do with my coaches. So just, you know, believing in myself and believing in my teammates and whatever they need for me at that moment is what I gave, you know, not every time you have to score or get score. So, you know, maybe they need to rebound. So I was just doing whatever I can to, you know, help our team.
And then you also experienced a change in coaches in your career here. So what are some of the major differences between the two different coaching styles and things like that?
The one major difference or like from both the coaching staffs I had is like this coaching staff really emphasized playing really fast. So we tried to score within less than 6 seconds. So just playing really fast is something that, is a lot different from the last coaching staff.
And then now you're in grad school for educational leadership. Mm-hmm. So just tell me a little bit of what that includes and how that's translated onto the court as well.
Okay. Hold on. Does that include? What did it translate? So it just includes about just being a better leader. I one day want to open my own childcare. So I just, in class, we just talk about, you know, connecting with families and students. So I just think about like using that and connecting with my teammates. So, a team that has a really good connection on and off the court is a team that usually is successful because they know what each person wants personally and as a team. So just building that leadership and building that connection with each player is, you know, something I'm learning, still learning, and will always be learning about.
And then you said with the child care, was there anything that sparked that inspiration, or has that always been something that you wanted to do?
I just have a love of infants and toddlers. So, I mean, I've always wanted to, I kind of always wanted to, like, have a big family. But then as time goes on, I was like, and I started to train kids and stuff. So I was like, oh, my God, I think this is something I want to do. Yeah.
And then I also saw that you come from a big family yourself.
Yes, I do.
And was there any competitiveness growing up? Is that anything that influenced your sports?
It was a lot of competitiveness with my, especially with me and my older brother. We always like compete on certain things, and my other brother, my dad's side, and yeah, it was super competitive. And then with my cousins, it was always a competition. I was the only girl, so you know, I always go against the boys on certain things. So I would say throughout my whole family, it's like really super competitive.
And then, did you play any other sports growing up? And what kind of led you down the direction of basketball specifically?
I played soccer for 2 years before I ever played basketball. What led me was a lot of people were saying, oh, my God, you're so tall. We should play basketball. And I was just like, okay, I'll give in. And then my brother played basketball, too. So I was like, okay, I looked up to my older brother a lot. And I was like, I'll do it just because, you know, people are mentioning my height. And then my brother played it, too. So I was like, okay.
And then about your classes this semester, tell me about that balance between basketball and school.
This semester is a little bit different and interesting because instead of having classes during the day, I have it at nighttime because of my master's program. That's the only like difference, but I think it's the same because, you know, past 4 years I'm juggling 5 classes. You know, with this semester I'm juggling 3 classes, so it's a lot less work. But I just used everything I've learned my previous years of doing both and just still applying it.
Thank you. That was Mariah Perez, and I'm Abby Fink. Now back to the arena.
The halftime program was brought to you today by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the arena for the second half of today's contest.
All right, a couple of good things to talk about. First of all, if you're an NBA fan and you feel for the Detroit Pistons, their 28-game losing streak is over. Kate Cunningham hit a shot toward the end, and they defeated Toronto at home tonight 129-127. The other bit of good news is that Brown, we thought, may have suffered an Achilles. She was in pain in the first quarter. She has walked back out onto the court with her team. I don't really see her wearing a boot, or I don't see any limitations. So hopefully that is good news for her. All right, A-10 scoreboard. I don't understand Rhode Island. They're losing at St. Louis with a minute to go in the first half, 30-22. So St. Louis has struggled this year. I really expect Rhode Island to win that game tonight. Boy, I'm really opinionated today. You know, boy, you know, LaSalle is reverting back to what they were before Mountain McGillivray took them over. Today they lost to George Mason 74-37.
Oof.
Rough game. What else? Richmond. This is the team I'm picking to win the conference. 11-3 now. They shot 50% from the field. Grace Townsend had a career-high 26 points. They won at George Washington today, 70-66. This is going to take some to get used to. They defeated the Revolutionaries. That's their nickname now, of course. They're not the whatever they were before. I guess I shouldn't mention it. Nia Robertson had 25 points for George Washington. Now, interestingly enough, George Washington crushed Richmond on the boards, 39-25, but they still couldn't get the win. Okay, also today, UMass lost to VCU 65-45. VCU is an interesting team. If you look at their schedule, they basically played nobody, but they got a 12-1 record, so we'll see where they go. E-Z-E-H had 12 points for VCU, and Kuleza had 8 points for UMass. VCU outdid UMass in the paint 32-16, and they crushed UMass on the boards 41-23. St. Joe, some people think they might win the conference. They're 12-1 now. They shot 53% from the field today. Tyler Brugler at 20 points, and they crushed Fordham 76-49. McGurk had 15 points for fourth. And the Flyers' opponent here next Saturday, well, not good defense. When you give up 84 points to St. Bonaventure, a team that typically scores in the 50s, it's not a good day. St. Bonaventure defeats Loyola 84-72. Now, Loyola did commit only 8 turnovers, which is actually amazing in a high-scoring game. And they had Galano. I'm going to work on this for next Saturday. Galanopoulos had 22 points for Loyola. I'm faking on that one. St. Bonaventure shot 55% from the field. And Danny Haskell, brother of Eddie, had 27 points. To leave it to Beaver reference if you didn't get it. St. Bonaventure won on the boards 35-25. So that is your halftime scoreboard in the A-10. Well, before I turn it over to you for the third quarter, how can the Flyers get back in this game other than scoring more points?
Well, things can't get much worse. But first, before we talk about that, I will say I've learned to not go against what you say in the conference, so I'll have to go with you on Richmond, but Davidson has just looked so good.
Well, it's that, of course, David, I didn't mention Davidson because they're the one team not playing this weekend because we have an odd number of teams. But, and you know, everybody's going to say, well, they won at Duke, and yeah, that's the premier win in the conference. And Davidson, I mean, they've got an experienced, basically, Australian team. And Ellie Sutphin hasn't played for a while. She is due back. And we know how they crushed the Flyers, of course, in their lone conference game. So, I mean, I think the overall thought is that Davidson's going to win this thing. But, again, St. Joe's there and Richmond's there. That's the team that I like.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, when it all plays out, you might be right with Richmond. That's probably the smarter play. But so you asked me, how can Dayton get back in this game? How can they win this game? Well, you have been a little pessimist. They've looked terrible, so it's understandable. But they're down 15. There's a whole half to play. There's no reason they can't get back into this game. This third quarter, like I said, I don't think we've seen Dayton play that bad this year. Now, we'll give some credit to Dan Burt and the Dukes because they did play. They came out with a good game plan. They came out sharp. So, you know, credit to them. But Dayton just looked disinterested. They come out here in this third period, and they cut this thing down into single digits. And this game takes on a whole new meaning in the fourth period. Ivy Wolf can actually get involved in the game. She had 0 points, had 2 fouls, only played 11 minutes. We're going to talk about this at the beginning of the game, but Mariah Perez has to have more of an impact on the game. 2 points, 1 of 5 from the field. She played 10 minutes. And it doesn't have to be necessarily in the scorebook. She can draw so much attention that it will open up other things. But most importantly, they've got to stop turning the ball over. So we'll see if they can do that. But to start, the Dukes have the ball. McConnell over to Townsend. Townsend kicks it back to McConnell. In the corner now. Bernard. She is quick. Dribbles in. Throws it up off the glass. Little hard. It goes up. Riley Rizmiller goes up for the rebound. And it's batted out of bounds off of Townsend. So Flyers will get a stop on the first possession and get the ball. So you cut into the lead right away. Flyers back with their starting five. Destiny Bohannon over to Smith. Lightborn. The wrist miller, luckily, it goes through her arms and into the hands of Destiny Bohannon. They dump it down to Smith, and it's batted away. Turnover.
Quickly now, McConnell comes back up for Duquesne. Hamilton gets it. She's done next to nothing in this game. 0 points, one rebound. She can be effective at times. Goes in, lays it up off her right hand.
She heard you.
She saw the scorebook at halftime. I'm sure Dan probably said it was a great half, but where were you? Well, there she is. She's in the book. 2 points. Balloons the lead back to 17. 36-19, 1 minute into the third period. Around the perimeter, Wolf over to Bohannon. She gets a good look for three. Looks good. It's off the back rim. Riley Rismiller with the offensive rebound. Goes right up. She's going to get called for an offensive foul. And she did put her elbow into Megan McConnell, which is right into her chest. She's kind of back a little bit right now. That's Rismiller's been beaten up. Every time she's gotten a rebound, she's been attacked. So that time, she kind of prematurely lowered her shoulder right into the smaller Megan McConnell.
Now, I don't mean to interrupt. Do you think they're going to look at the, and I hate when they do this, they're going to look and see if it's a flagrant foul? Because the official's like waving everybody, you know, go to your benches.
Yep. Disaster. Yes. Hurry. Get to warning, your sideline. Warning. We've got to go look at our monitor.
So first of all, we're not even sure it was an offensive foul. Whenever they go to the monitor, you never see them come back and say it was a flagrant foul.
Oh, yeah.
No. First of all, how do you know?
Yeah. And I mean, the foul itself, it was an offensive foul. It would be so hard. I mean, she was making a basketball play, and she did lower her shoulder, and that's why they called the foul. This should be a very quick review, in my opinion, but there have been times I've been surprised.
Nothing's
Barney.
Quick.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know what I don't understand here? Why not put Perez and Rismiller on the court at the same time?
Yeah, there's no question. And Smith, as far as we're talking about that, she has 6 rebounds, 4 points, but hasn't really impacted the game, if that makes sense. You know, the numbers are there. But I will say, I have been impressed with Riley Rismiller throughout the season, but tonight, more so than any other game this season, she looks lost.
She is. Especially on the defensive end.
And maybe even a little overwhelmed, being the word. So I think maybe the pressure of the first start, the suffocating defense from Duquesne, and credit to Townsend and Hamilton. They've got some good size in there, and they're very athletic. The one thing about this Duquesne team we haven't really talked about, they have a very good mix. Their bigs are long, lengthy, and they've got good speed, and their guards are lightning fast. Whether you're dealing with Bernard, McConnell, what's the other one? Kiaku. I mean, you're talking lightning speed out front with bigs behind. That's a dangerous combination. And Dan Burt, I mean, really, he has an opportunity with this Duquesne team. And that's why he's been frustrated with some of their losses, because this team is talented and they can make some noise in the conference.
Well, there you go. Nothing flagrant was called.
We could have done that much quicker, couldn't we have, Barney? But we don't get paid. McConnell breaks a little bit of pressure from Lightbourne, takes it in. Switches up now. Bohannon's on her. She comes through 3 screens, picks it out. Now Hamilton. She dribbles in, goes to work again. She's going to have to throw it up. She traveled. She sure did. Kind of got lost down there, shuffled her pivot feet. Turnover.
Here's something else interesting. While they were watching television on that, Tamika was like walking toward the officials, wanting to get an explanation. And the official was like yelling at her, get back, get back. She's like walking backwards.
This is our screen. Don't look. Bohannon.
Kind of militant there.
Over to Wolf. She dumps it into Rismiller. Around the perimeter. Lightbourne gets it. Now it's to Smith. Good ball movement for the Flyers. Over to Wolf. Nothing doing. Good defense by Duquesne. Smith gets blocked cleanly by Townsend. She gets it back. Goes up hard off the glass and finishes. Good hustle play there by Smith. Good defense by Townsend. Flyers fortunate to get that ball back and lay it in.
Ariana Smith always plays hard, and that is an example of it.
One thing you can always count on is effort from Ariana Smith. 36-21, Flyers trail by 15. Megan McConnell has it at the elbow. She's played by Lightbourne, kicks it out. Bernard. Dribbling around the perimeter. 6 on the shot clock. Does she know? 5, going to have to get something up. Gets it over to Hamilton. She takes a 3. Barely hits rim, but does. Lightbourne comes down with the rebound. Flyers look to cut into that 15-point lead in a terrible turnover. Every time they've started to get a little bit of momentum, they get a sloppy turnover kind of like that. Lightbourne tried to feed it ahead to Smith, sailed it. I don't think Giannis would have caught that one. So the lead remains at 15, 36-21, 7.5 remaining.
They needed to get that ball to Ivy on the left side for a pop.
Wasselson checks in, and Grantham Medley checks out. McConnell gets trapped, gets it back over to Townsend, bails her out. She gives it right back. McConnell hands it off now to Bernard.
She dribbles in. Spin move into the lane. Takes it up. Lays it up. High off the glass and finishes. I tell you, these Dayton freshmen are getting worked a little bit. Lightbourne and Chris Miller today.
Well, this is a very experienced Duquesne team. And I mean, potentially they've got five players who might be 1,000-point scorers. Tess Myers is 956. So, I mean, it's not like the Flyers are losing to a bunch of rookies.
Absolutely. Lightbourne answers back, though. Comes off the screen. Hits an 18-footer. Knocks it down. Keeps the Flyers within reach. It's 15, 38, 23. 6:40 remaining in the period. McConnell goes to work. Thinks about it from three instead. Around the perimeter. Bernard comes off the screen. Townsend shuffles her feet. Ends up throwing it into Hamilton. Hamilton gets a deep position. Goes up. Lays it up a little hard off the glass. Riz Miller comes down with the defensive rebound. Flyers fortunate. Hamilton missed the bunny.
It's Riz Miller's seventh rebound.
Bohannon throws it back to Smith. Smith lines it up for three. Misses everything. Hits the backboard, though, and it comes down to Bohannon. She gets a two-footer. Can't finish. Hits hard off the back rim. Duquesne quickly forward now. Bernard, she cuffs it. Lays it up with her left hand and finishes it at the basket. Flyers miss a bunny. Give up an easy two in transition. Now they lead by a trail by 17. 5:58 remaining in the third period. Wolf, still scoreless. Skips it out to Bohannon. Could have shot the three. Instead, dumps it down to Smith. Smith. And there's a whistle underneath.
I was on Riz Miller. If you look at her body language, she does show dejection quite a bit, which is frustration. I think, could that have been 3 seconds?
Yeah, it was either 3 seconds or she pushed off down there, but it must have been because I didn't see a foul called. But turnover number 14 for the Flyers in comparison to 8 for the Dukes. Rebounds have gotten close, 26-25 in favor of the Dukes. McConnell has it, played by Anissa Jones. Over to Wasselson. She dumps it down. Precious Johnson into the game. Lays it up over Riley Riz Miller. Riley does not want to watch this tape. Ryan Perez set to check in, I'm sure, at the next break.
You know what, though? This is a learning tape.
Yep.
I think she will watch this tape, and she should watch it very closely.
She will learn, and she will be better, Flyers fans.
Yes, she will.
Bohannon gets a good look in the corner. She misses. Hits off the back rim. Rebound comes down. Precious Johnson clears to Hamilton. Maya Hamilton, she takes it up. Has the ability to go coast to coast. Does. Takes it up and pulls up just inside the free throw line. Knocks it down. I think Dayton does need a timeout. She calls it. It's getting out of hand. 44-23. Flyers trail the Duquesne Dukes with 5:04 remaining in the third period. Let's hear from our sponsors.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring UD women's basketball to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard about them during games on the radio. This year's underwriters are ACT Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Dominica's Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Roederer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
All right, let's give you some awards. A-10 Player of the Week. And this might be a reason St. Joe will be picked to win the conference by a lot of people. Talia Brugler averaged 20 points in 2 games. Honorable mention to Mallory Haynes of Davidson, averaged 15.5 points over 2 games. George Washington's Essence Brown, a 25-point game. Sophie Phillips of Rhode Island had a 20-point game. Your Rookie of the Week is George Mason. Now, this is interesting. Rookie of the Week is usually a freshman. Well, apparently no freshman did much. So, a George Mason sophomore, Zariah Walton, averaged 15.5 points in 2 games. Mentioned the UD men beat Longwood today 78-69. Holmes had 27 points. They play Wednesday, 7 o'clock at Davidson on CBS Sports Network. They're home next Sunday, 1 o'clock against Massachusetts.
6-0 Duquesne run over the last minute to kind of push this thing out of hand. I don't want to say out of hand yet, still a lot of time. You never know what can happen, but
they got it down to 15, got it down to 13. You know, there were several opportunities. The turnovers have just been ridiculous, 14. They're shooting just terribly, 26%, 10 of 38. They've had decent looks, Barney. It's not like they haven't had, I mean, it hasn't been just suffocating defense all night. They've been getting some good looks, just can't seem to find any rhythm, can't knock anything down. It just feels like you're in
just stuck. Can't get going, you know. So quicksand, that's what I was going to say. Just the more you fight, the worse it gets.
And yeah, the more you sink. Yes.
So it can happen from time to time, but the zone from Dan Burt and the Dukes have really given Dayton fits. So we'll see if they can figure it out. We're halfway through the third period. Ivy Wolf still scoreless. Hands it off to Bohannon, gets it back to Wolf. Wolf looks inside to Smith. Smith gets doubled down low. Trapped in the corner, picks up her dribble, throws it back, and throws it away. And we're going to immediately go now to our under five timeout, because that timeout was at 5:04, so may as well stay here.
Yeah, we'll hang here. I've got some statistics from the A-10, which are interesting. Let's see here. So, these statistics as of today. Top scoring team. I like teams who can score. That's why I like Richmond to win the conference. Richmond's averaging 76.4. St. Louis and George Mason both averaging 74.8. Top defense, VCU allowing only 49 points a game. George Washington allowing 51 points per game. Let's see here. Top scorer in the league is Donaldson from Fordham at 19.7. The player I just love, Richmond. Maggie Dugan averaging 17.5. I could watch her every night. Rebounds, Ariana Smith from the Flyers comes in averaging 11.4. Ziegler of St. Joe, 9.8. Megan McConnell's fifth in the conference in rebounds. Field goal percentage prior of Davidson is 62%. Ariana Smith's at 58. Three-point percentage, we'll see this young lady next week. Shivers, Loyola is a 60% three-point shooter. Haynes of Davidson is at 54%. Let's see, assists. Galana Police, Loyola 5. I know I'm sure I butchered it again. Grace Townsend, who had the career high today, is averaging 4.8 assists. And Meg McConnell's at 4.6. Minutes. Who do you think plays the most minutes in the conference?
McConnell.
Yeah, 38.9. followed by Tess Myers at 35.6. Not tonight. Ivy Wolf at number 5 in minutes played. Blocks, and she didn't have any in their non-conference game, and I don't know if she's playing tonight. Actually, Tenon Magasa, former Flyer, did not play in their Thursday night victory over Harvard. Magasa does have 26 blocks this year, and she doesn't really play a lot. Who do you think has the top assist-to-turnover ratio, which is actually 3 assists to every 1 turnover?
McConnell.
Yep, it's McConnell, exactly. All right, so those are some of the stats in the conference.
I know that she is in play for the Becky Hammon Award. You know what the Becky Hammon Award is?
I know. It's for one of the best players in the nation.
It is basically the MVP of the mid-majors.
Oh, okay.
And so I know they call it most outstanding player is what they call it. But I know she's up for that.
She's up for a mop?
A mop. She's fun to watch, I will tell you.
I just love to watch her facial expressions. She cut through anyone with those glares.
Her and Ivy going against each other are just polar opposites. Ivy looks like she couldn't be... I mean, they're trailing right now, and she's probably still smiling, which would drive me crazy if I was her coach.
Yeah.
But McConnell, yeah, you'll never see her really seem happy on the court or show too much emotion.
No.
But she'll key it in to Kiyaku. Journey. Dribbles across the timeline, dumps it down to Hamilton. Hamilton goes to work on Smith, dribbles in, goes up off the right hand and lays it off the glass, able to finish. Scoreless in the first half, a little more aggressive here in the second. 5 minutes into the third period, Nia Lear's into the game. She's dribbling on the right side, hands it off to Ivy Wolf, back to Lear. Lear cuts into the lane, and they're going to say she stepped out of bounds. I will say unfair. She had no room and was bumped out there on the side.
They won't review that. They'll review a ridiculous was it a flagrant foul?
That one's tough. But also, Nio, you know, she left her feet, and, you know, that's a cardinal sin. So, you know, you got to get what you pay for. And that's turnover number four for Nio in just 4 minutes. Perez into the game now. Precious Johnson has it. She goes to work on her. Throws it back to Kyaku. Kyaku lines it up for three. Little long. Hits off the rim and comes down to Ivy Wolf. Good rebound. Kicks it forward to Anisha Jones. Jones dribbles. Looks back to Ivy Wolf. I've said it a couple times. Scoreless. But the bigger thing, she's only attempted two shots. And she just threw the ball away trying to find Ariana Smith. Just no rhythm for this Flyer team. But back to Ivy. 0 of 2. They've played wonderful defense on her through 17 minutes. Before this game, I was going to talk about that over her last six, if you throw out the Davidson travesty, whatever game that was, where she went 1 for 11 in 33 minutes, she's averaged 15.5 over her last six. Like I said, goose egg tonight. Precious Johnson, top of the key, 15 on the shot clock, hands it off to McConnell. She gets a clear lane, goes in and blows the layup. I don't know how she did. She'll be upset that she did. No defense there, just blew it. Ivy Wolf has it. Perimeter, throws it into Smith. Smith looks to Perez, can't, goes back to Wolf, around the perimeter. Jones, she takes a three, airballs. Duquesne perfectly content to have Jones shoot it, and ball comes down, and it was fought for between Wasserson and Ariana Smith, but after the whistle, I don't know if they called a foul or if it was out of bounds on Jones, but they're going to give the ball over to Duquesne. 3:11 remaining in this period. It's 46-23. Duquesne has doubled up the Flyers so far in a very ugly game here at UD Arena. Megan McConnell around the perimeter to Hamilton. Wasselson right in front of Barney. Throws it over to Precious Johnson. Kyaku, everything around the perimeter of this possession for Duquesne. Back to Hamilton. McConnell, seven. She dribbles right past Lear. Skip past the Kyaku. Wasselson gets it. She'll shoot it. Wastes no time. Knocks it down. She is a shooter. Wasselson, her release is fast. One of the quicker releases I've seen in the A-10. Shoots it with confidence. Knocks it down. She's got six. 49-23. Duquesne all over the Flyers. 2:29 remaining in this period. Ivy Wolf has it knocked away by Megan McConnell. And I thought it was off McConnell, but they're going to say it. The official was right there. Said it hit off Ivy Wolf. We'll trust the official on that. Turnover number 18 or 19 for the Flyers. I don't know if they've updated it yet. Either way, it's awful.
You'll love this about Dan. I kidded him. I said, what happened to that nice suit you used to wear? Everybody's wearing track suits now. He goes, I got rid of most of them. I have a black suit for a funeral and a blue suit for a wedding. I said, well, I hope you're going to use the blue suit and not the black suit.
Smart man. McConnell dribbles all the way into the lane, throws it back out to Precious Johnson. She skips it over to Kyaku. She takes it in and lays it up. They are making light work of the Dayton Flyers, kind of embarrassing them a little bit. Wolf comes up, launches a long three, long off the rebound, comes down. It just hit off the backboard, so she was able to come in and get the offensive rebound, and then she was fouled hustling for the rebound. You could tell she just was like, I'm going to shoot it. It's a 13-0 Duquesne run.
McConnell.
15-2 over the last 5:15. Six turnovers over the last 6 minutes. I don't want to say all these things.
Here.
Ivy Wolf over in the corner. Destiny Bohannon. She has it. Back to Wolf. Wolf dumps it down. Shannon Wheeler gets good position. She goes up and is fouled. Good aggressive play by Shannon Wheeler. One of the few times we've seen some aggressive play from the Flyers where she wasn't playing timid. That would be the word that I would say for the Flyers today.
Yeah, timid. They've been intimidated. And this surprises me about Shannon. You know she's only shot 5 free throws all year?
Yeah, coming
4 or 5 at the line, which is befuddling.
Yeah, at the beginning of the season, I talked about Shannon and coming back from her injury from last year, and I thought, because I love her game. Fundamentally, she just really does almost everything well. Not free throws, apparently. She missed that one. But she has size, length, has a good mid-range shot, doesn't make a lot of bad decisions, but just hasn't really taken that step forward. Missed both free throws. Destiny Bohannon hustles for the rebound. Gets it back to Ivy Wolf. Good hustle by Bohannon. She gets it back. Dumps it down to Wheeler. Wheeler gets it over to Bohannon. Flyers running the shot clock down. Gets it to Wheeler. Wheeler dumps it in there to Smith. Good position. Smith goes up and is blocked cleanly. Every time they get it down low.
How many times have they gotten a piece of a ball in the paint when Dayton tries to shoot it.
That would be technically, so they have six blocks, but they've been tied up, or that's seventh block, and they've been tied up several more times. So I'd say in the double digits, Barney, and it's ridiculous, to be completely honest. Flyers have not adjusted to the zone from the opening tip.
And look, now they got a shot clock violation.
Wolf got fouled. They're going to call a shot clock violation.
Yeah, the shot clock violation happened before she got fouled.
Clearly.
They were not aware of that they only had 5 seconds to shoot.
Correct. And, it's tough. You know, there's no question. You can see the dejection on the players. Coach is obviously upset. Has put a full court press on. Ivy Wolf ties up Kiaku in the corner. Possession arrow will stay with Duquesne, but good defense there by Ivy Wolf.
Flyers have 4 points this period.
Oof. I didn't think it'd get worse from the first half. I was wrong. All Duquesne so far tonight. Tough inbounds pass. Ivy Wolf gets it again, and she's fouled. So twice on the inbounds play, Ivy Wolf able to get deflections. First time, it's a tie-up. Possession arrow favored Duquesne. This time, it's a full turnover, and Wolf took a shot right at midcourt.
Townsend in the face. I don't think she could be smiling on that one.
Nope. That was a grimace.
She stays in, though.
51-23 is your score. Might not keep saying that. Wolf has an opportunity here to get it on the scoring book. She instead passes it over to Nylier. She passes up a wide open three. Instead takes it in, and the ball is going to be out of bounds off of Nylier because she was standing out when the ball came over there.
This reminds me so much of my first year, which probably could have been my last year. 4-25, Jim Jaber's first year. He had a heart attack. And I almost did, too. It's like, why am I announcing this?
Nylier checks out. Ty Kozlov checks in.
And it'll get better.
It will.
Can't get any worse.
And tonight is not a indication
of the
season. No,
this team is not this bad.
Yeah, no, it's just a bad night. And it can happen. Yeah. Actually, it's like blowout Saturday. Ask Florida State.
Yes.
Ask, what do we see, LaSalle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's happening today.
That's
so
true.
And we're going to get an offensive foul on Kiaku. And really, they kind of bailed her out there. I mean, she was out of control, but Ivy didn't hit the deck. Most of the time, they want you to hit the deck. But they called the offensive foul nonetheless. Wolf dribbles into the lane aggressively. Back over to Bohannon. She takes a three. Looks good. Nothing but nylon. She shouldn't hesitate. She's had a lot of looks, and she's been the one player that has had looks. And she hesitates a little too much for my liking from three-point line. But she's 3 of 11, has 8 points, and is 2 of 7 now from the three-point line. So I can understand the hesitation, but she needs to be greenlit and just let it fly. Ball is out of bounds on the side right in front of Dan Burt. Grantham Medley keys it in. Hamilton gets a clear lane, takes it all the way in. Skip back, pass back out to Kiaku. She takes a three and knocks it down. Kiaku, I wondered if she was going to hit one because I had this teed up. Coming into tonight, 2 of 16, just 12% on the season from three. Knocks that one down and looked good. Smith almost turns it over, but Bohannon picks it up, and she gets fouled, driving into the lane.
Townsend's second. And Destiny is a 79% free throw shooter.
Which is where she will go for two. And Duquesne has Caitlin Ammons checking into the game for the first time today. She's a redshirt sophomore.
Averages 2 points a game.
West Virginia.
She is from somewhere.
Morgantown, West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
West Virginia must not have wanted her.
Well, I don't know.
You never know. She's 6'3", redshirt sophomore. First free throw up and no good for Destiny Bohannon.
Well, Flyer free throws tonight are 1 of 5. Duquesne, 4 of 7.
She is 79% on the season and a career 79%. Knocks down the second one. If you believe in statistics, she'll knock down a few more.
9 points.
15 seconds remaining in this ugly third period. 54-27, Flyers trail, and you get a turnover. Ivy Wolf playing some good defense here in the third period, causing some trouble for Duquesne. Duquesne lightening up a little bit with their energy, and Dayton taking advantage.
Look at that. Duquesne has hit 7 of their last 9 from the field.
Including 3 of their last 3. So Dayton will get the last shot. 9 seconds. Wolf has it. She dribbles off the screen. Traveled. Got away with it. No whistle. Bohannon gets it. 3 seconds. Step back. She lets it fly off the back rim. And there's the horn. Tough period for the Flyers. They trail by 27 coming into the fourth. We'll be back.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring UD Women's Basketball to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard about them during the games on radio. This year's underwriters are ACT Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Era Wine and Spirits, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnicast Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Las Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Roederer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
All right, so that was a 20-8 Duquesne third quarter, and I think one thing we're going to be interested in the fourth quarter, who's going to go out and hustle and play, not to the score, but who's going to go out for pride, I guess you could say, and see what happens. I mean, we saw Ivy Wolf battling for balls, bouncing balls, getting hit in the face. And no, she's not had a good night. She's 0-3 from the field, but she's out there giving it everything she can. Now, and we'll make sure we play this interview at a halftime of a game. Dennis is here because he's going to want to hear this Dan Bird interview. He now has 27 players who, in his coaching career, have gone on to play professionally overseas. So I'm not going to spoil about how we talked about that, what the secrets were, but some of the names include assistant coach Vanessa Abel, Christy Little, Orsi Chasey, Juliana Wojnarowicz, Nina Aho, Alex Gensler, and Wumi Angubiadi. I think I got most of those done pretty well. And there are others. I didn't want to pick the more challenging names. So we'll look forward to that interview coming up at halftime of a future game. I do want to, on a positive of women's basketball in the area, Wright State won last night. I watched that one on ESPN+. They pretty much handled Youngstown State. Alexis Hutchison from Centerville High School was a D2 All-American last year at Malone, and she is lighting up the Horizon League. In fact, at West Virginia, Wright State almost won. She had, I think it was 36 points. So if you can get out and support women's basketball here at Dayton, as well as at Wright State, they'll be home next Friday against Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Right now, driving is, and Kozlova's in the game. Driving is Wheeler. Hands it out to Kozlova. Now to Smith. Out to Bohannon. She fakes the three. Now it's cut off on the right baseline effectively to Kozlova. Cross-court pass to Wolf. Eight on the shot. Ivy now at the top of the key. Five on the shot. Kozlova 30 for three is off the mark. Rebound comes down to the hands of Nye Bernard. Again, Duquesne was up 15 at the end of the first and the second, and they increased that lead by winning the third 20-8. Ammons setting a screen. Now Caitlin has it back to the basket. Ammons gives it back off to Bernard, 10 on the shot. Duquesne kind of walking, standing around, 7 on the shot. Ammons an ill-advised 3 off the mark, Kozlova rebound. Duquesne didn't really look too interested in doing much there other than standing around. Wheeler off to Kozlova. Thinks about the three. Hesitates. Now stops. To Smith. Open three. Bohannon right side. Off the mark. And this one comes up to McConnell. How many rebounds do we have from Meg now? 6. Averages 8. Bernard drives. Wolf cuts her off effectively. Backs off Bernard outside the three-point stripe. To Ammons. Ammons one dribble in the lane. Hook inside. Good. Caitlin averages 2, got 2 there. 12 games played 2 years ago at DePaul before got injured. West Virginia High School did have 1,181 points. Now with Wheeler with the ball, they stop the game. Foul on the aforementioned Ammons. First foul. 8:21 to play. Again, Duquesne will be home against George Mason a week from tomorrow at noon. Flyers have a 5 o'clock game, quick turnaround at UMass Tuesday. driving as Bohannon can't get it off the boards. We're on the air next Saturday at noon against Loyola. Here's a three ball, good for Bernard. Good game for her. 14. The junior average is 11.4. Notice I'm trying not to say the score, but they do teach you in broadcast school. You never know who might be listening. 59-27 Duquesne. Pardon me. I'm all choked up. Nisa Jones will replace Bohannon. 8 minutes to go. Ivy Wolf will throw it in. Ivy smiles, throws it into Jones, and she misses. Rebound McConnell. There's rebound number 7. Megan transition up ahead of the field to Kiyaku, and she missed the shot. And here is Anissa Jones gliding in front of us now on the left side. She is played by Hamilton. Ariana Smith, telegraph pass for Wheeler, knocked away back over to Smith. Now Wolf on the dribble. Ivy will drive all the way in and get her first points. Nope, missed it. Comes to Wheeler, and she got fouled. Nobody's. I was going to say this is not Ivy's night. I don't know whose night it is. It's a nightmare. Say that. Duquesne got a foul. They're bringing in Precious Johnson and Wasselson again. And they're taking out Ammons and Kiyaku. And Shannon Wheeler is back at the line after that foul on Ammons. 7:28 to go. Shannon free throw good.
Just kind of feel for Meek right now because I tell you she's in turmoil over there. I promise you, she's calm on the outside, but
seething inside. Seething. Free throw missed, but Ariana Smith got the rebound. Flyers will set it up again. You want to see your team play hard the rest of the game. It's underneath to Smith, and Smith got clobbered by Precious Johnson. Picks up her second foul, and Ariana Smith, 57%, will go to the line. This is the stuff you need to see, not just from Ariana, and you know you're going to see it from Ariana, but from everybody else on the court. Because you got to wonder, are you going to see Fiala tonight? Are you going to see Cleveland tonight? Are you going to see, who am I leaving out? Shot falls in for Ariana Smith.
Only other person's Maniac.
Yeah, are you going to see the freshman Maniac tonight? Ariana Smith, this would be point number 8. Falls in. 59-30. So you just want to, again, don't play the score. Maya Hamilton on the dribble. Hamilton, that's good defense outside by Wheeler and Anissa Jones. They're pressuring the ball. McConnell uses a screen. Now she'll shoot it at the free throw line, kind of flat-footed, missed it. Magna having a very nice night offensively, 2 of 6. Again, Tess Myers, minor injury here, but not playing. Brown got hurt, but she might be okay. Dayton turnover, and slipping is Bernard, and Dan Burke got a timeout with 6:40 to go. We'll take a break. Oh, heck, I'll read them. I will read them right now. So, we want to thank the following businesses for helping us bring UD Women's Basketball to you this year. If you visit one of these businesses, please be sure to mention that you heard about them during the games on the radio. And the sponsors include the USA Tire and Auto Service Center, The Flower Shop, Signorama, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding and Home Improvement, Rotor Shoe Center, Roberson Law. I still get a nice Christmas letter from Roberson Law every year. It was like they're 4 years ago, and they're saying, yeah, we had this person have a baby, and we had this person, we moved into a new office. Very nice.
Nancy's the best. Go see her.
Yeah. Nancy's still working?
Yep.
She's in semi-retirement, I think, if I read that right.
Yeah, she still takes some. She does. I see her every now and then.
Okay. So, you know, we just talk about every sponsor.
What else do we want to talk about? Who's next? Yeah.
I had a good meal at, no, all right, where was I? Ohio Paving Service. Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern.
Mo's a good guy.
I bet that place was busy yesterday with Notre Dame crushing Oregon State in the Sun Bowl. All right. Miami Valley Premier walk-in tubs and showers.
They send me Christmas cards.
Miami Valley Premier.
I'm kidding. Oh,
I'll believe anything now. Most raised Mexican restaurant, Kettering Overhead Door. I did have a good ice cream cone today from Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius.
Perfect weather for
it. House of 10,000 picture frames. Hothead Burritos. Get Active Home Medical and Mobility. Fat Boys Dayton and Rancho Grande. Demnikos Italiano Restaurant. Dayton Art Solutions. Coin Dentistry. Butler Heating and Air Conditioning. Bob Ross Auto Group. Bill's Donut Shop, which, by the way, is on some sort of a break.
Yep.
They're open. I think they're open again on January the 8th.
We're all mad about
it. So don't go there. Yeah,
we appreciate the sponsorship, but don't do it again. I need my donuts.
Don't go there for a few more days. For the exact date that they're open, look on their website. Air, Wine, and Spirits, Archer's Tavern, and the ACT Jewelers in Town and Country. And I never thought I'd stretch that through practically this entire song.
But not the whole thing.
I know.
It's still going.
Still going. As is this game, with 6:40 to go, 59-30 is the score. And at least somebody decided to spare us the current trends.
They took the trends away. Yeah. They did. And I'm not sure if Barney is actually just sick of this game or if he's going downhill health-wise.
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, my gosh. Here I was all pumped up. You know, I mean, Missouri beat the evil Ohio State last night. I was happy. And
you got the Chiefs probably beating the Bengals terribly tomorrow.
I'll just take a win. I don't really care what the spread is.
This is the
sacrifice. It's got to be better than that Raider game. So, 2 touchdowns defensively in 7 seconds.
This is your punishment for Missouri and then the Chiefs tomorrow.
Okay, this is my punishment. All right, McConnell. See if she adds to it. She blows past Kozlova and got fouled by Todd. Well, we can talk more about McConnell. It's always a nice subject. She was all-conference second team last year and the year before. She's A-10 all-academic team. 21 double-digit scoring games. 23 points and 18 rebounds versus Richmond. Her uncle Tom was an assistant for the men at UD. Mentioned about multiple triple-doubles last year between she and Caitlin Clark. And again, she knows where the ball is going to be coming off the rim. And Dan tells me it's all mathematics. Free throw good. She now has 6 points. She now has 7 points. And it's 61-30. And Ivy Wolf is on the dribble. Kicked out to Anissa Jones. Jones pushed off a little bit, got away with it. Now on the left side. Boy, this Duquesne defense has been tough tonight. Ivy Wolf got slammed to the canvas. Calling wrestling. And she should get on the scoreboard because she's an 83% free throw shooter. She will have 2 shots here. And you know what I like about her, even in this situation, she's still always talking to the team.
Mm-hmm.
Always wanting to. I even saw a smile. Which she'd probably be the only one smiling right now. She scores at the 6:11 mark. One more coming, 61-31. She scores again. Well, Flyers have 7 free throws. One thing, they have more free throws than Duquesne tonight. It's a little bit surprising, especially when you're trailing by 29. 6 minutes to play. McConnell traveled, got away with it. Over to Precious Johnson. Johnson back to the basket. Nowhere to go with it. Flyers, good aggressive defense in this sequence. Well, maybe I spoke too soon. Bernard just used a back pick and blew past the defender, and she scored. She now has 16. Well, it was good defense for a while. Bernard's quick. What do they say, quicker than a hiccup? Driving is Wheeler, and Shannon's working hard. She's going to go back to the line for free throws number 5 and 6. She got fouled by McConnell, her second.
Had like a shiver go down my spine. Can you imagine if Tess Myers would have played?
I
don't know if it could have really gotten worse. Yeah, I guess you're right.
I'm really impressed with this Duquesne team, at least the way they've played today. They have a lot of pieces. I mean, Dan's got to feel pretty good going into conference play.
Well, like he told me before the game is that free throws missed. What we did in non-conference, and some of it wasn't fun, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You know, he says, right, after this game, we're 2-0 in conference. That's what matters. And apparently their boot camp that they had starting on the 26th really paid off. And again, they're going to get a week off, and he said they're going to have another boot camp. And the ball is inside, and going up for the shot is Kwaite. Foul was on Anissa Jones. That's her first. And sneaking in the lineup when I wasn't looking, Raimi Kwaite, a 5'8 freshman who averages 1 point per game. See if I can tell you where she's from.
Quebec, if I remember.
Oh,
right?
Quebec?
Quebec, yep.
I think in Canada they say Quebec. And Ifiala is in for, pardon me, Ifiala is in for the Flyers. Indiana Area Senior High School, Indiana, Pennsylvania, the 6'4 freshman. And Raimi Kwaite missed the free throw. She's now 2 of 4 on the season. She's got one more. 5:21 to play. Free throw is missed again, and Shannon Wheeler comes down with the rebound. So the young lady from Quebec cannot get on the scoring column. Ty Kozlova between the circles to Ivy Wolf, uses a Wheeler pick.
Oh.
And they're going to call Wheeler for the foul on that pick, her third. And apparently you did not like the call.
I watched Shannon. She was very strong, very sturdy. She did not move. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's a 30-point game, but that was a bad call.
63-33. Officials, please send your complaint to... Oh. Here's Wasselson, and Shannon Wheeler, I think, just picked up her fourth foul.
She earned that one.
Yeah, that was a foul.
Probably out of frustration. The one before, it really was lousy. It's sometimes because the... And really what happened was the Duquesne team, they didn't tell the on-ball defender that she was getting ready to get screened, so it looked bad because she ran blind into Wheeler, but Wheeler didn't move.
Now, Lear comes back in for the Flyers. And Ivy Wolf may have played her last moment tonight, leaving with her 2 points.
I think she should have played some more in the second period. The game got away. And, you know, yes, she had the 2 fouls, but I would have played her.
Ammons now takes one dribble, 10 on the shot. Ammons thinks about the three. They say, go ahead. Fiala challenges her now. Now 4 on the shot. Bernard launches the three, and it's too long. The rebound is loose, and Kiaku comes up with it. Inside to Ammons, up over Fiala, missed. Eve comes up with the rebound. We're going to see what Eve can do here. She's going to get some extended playing time. Between the circles, Niall Lear to Wheeler at the top of the key. Kozlova, the three right side, can't hit it. Rebound. Always go with the 6'4 player. And she is tied up. Eve Fiala is tied up by the 6'3 Ammons. And on the alternating arrow, the ball will go to the Dukes. Ball is inbounded to Kwaite. Front court. Grantham Medley pops in the lane. Can't get it to go, and Ifiala comes up with the rebound. To Niall Lear. Kozlova, she'll launch a three. Can't get it. Rebound on the floor. Didn't really see anybody for Dayton really wanting that rebound. So disappointing. Ammons took it. To Kiaku. She glides past Wheeler, trying to draw her fifth. She can't. She missed the shot. And Niall Lear with the rebound. 3:40 to go. 63-33 is the Duquesne lead. Kozlova decided not to shoot the open three from the left corner there. Now Niall Lear, a pass for Shannon Wheeler. She has it in the lane. And she'll go to the line again. She got fouled. So this will be 8 free throws. So Shannon Wheeler still working hard. Her fourth.
Hate that Kozlova didn't shoot that ball. She had missed the last couple, but it was wide open.
May as well.
You have to. You do a disservice to your team when you don't. There's a great pass ahead by Lear. And, you know, like we said, you're not playing the score right now. You're playing the game. She's got to shoot that ball.
scoring droughts. Both teams. We're in the desert. Dayton hasn't scored in 208. Duquesne hasn't scored in 219. Well, that's broken now because Wheeler just hit a free throw. Gives her three free throws tonight. 3 of 7 at the line. Yeah, Duquesne is one of their last 7 from the field. Again, that's what happens sometimes when you bring in the reserves. Wheeler scores again, giving her 4 points. And Riss Miller, we haven't seen her. Have we seen her this half much?
Not much. She hasn't played a ton this half, but
she's in now.
She looks sad.
Yeah, I tell you what, she doesn't mind showing us her frustrations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sad watching her. But no, I feel for her because started out, she couldn't defend Townsend very well. Now driving, we have an Ifiala foul. Quate will go back to the line where she's 0-2. I am curious if assistant coaches talk to her about her body language. I mean, body language is important. We obviously see it here. I mean, we always see Ivy smiling. We kind of make a little joke about it, but it's important to always try to keep a positive disposition as Quate misses another free throw. 3:12 to go. 63-35 is the Duquesne lead. Quate is, yeah, she got one there. Puts her on the board. Kasalova deep in the right corner to Nio Lear. Nio drives the lane, puts it up, and comes up short. Rebound Duquesne. They run a fast break to Quate. She is ahead of Anissa Jones, and she is fouled by Anissa Jones, and that's her second foul. And now we're at the Quate free throw contest. She will go back there.
Trying to put myself in coach's shoes, and where do you go from here? Because this one's bad. You know, this one's tough. Your team's dejected. It's not one that just goes away right away. This feeling, that's a tough one. It sits with you.
Quate misses. Now, maybe the best thing is, first of all, of course, you're playing a UMass team that's 2-11, but it's going to be a very quick turnaround.
That's right.
I don't know if they're going to practice tomorrow or watch film or what, but then Monday on New Year's Day, they're heading to UMass.
Yep.
So it's not like, and Quate hit the free throw. So the worst thing in the schedule would have been to have a week off.
You're right.
Like Duquesne. So fortunately, I think you can flush this one very soon. Ifiala posts. It's kicked out to Lear. Now to Riss Miller. Pass underneath. Give and go. And Ifiala scores. Nice assist for Riss Miller. Ifiala's first 2 points. And it's 65-37. Ammons with the basketball. Now driving is Quate. Quate, nice move inside. Up over. Fiala can't get it to go. And Ty Kozlova comes up with the rebound. 2:20 to go.
Good couple possessions for Fiala there. She didn't get the block, but caused that miss.
Inside, Riss Miller scores. Riley has 4 points. 65-39. Flyers trailed 22-7 at the end of the first. The teams drew up at 12 in the second. Duquesne won the third quarter 20-8. And don't do this to me, Dan. Call timeout. Don't do this to me, Dan. He did. I'm going to go try to visit him after the game and say, what are you doing to me, Dan?
Yeah. Did you need that last timeout with 2 minutes
this,
to go?
I need Dan. Come on now. All right.
Always coaching.
Thanks, Dan.
Always coaching.
Well, yeah, I understand that. All right. I'll go ahead and read them again. Let's see if we can bring our personal lives in this one. Oh, no, the buzzer. Okay. I'm spared.
This one was a 20.
Yeah, it was quickie. The official must have somewhere to go. This is the official that ordered to get a walk backwards. And this official, I've never seen this. Like it's saying to Dayton in the huddle, get out here.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Ready to get to her New Year's plans.
Or wants to watch Dallas-Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's going on. I know Dallas had an early 7-3 lead. You can give me an update on that. Well, whoever was listening, maybe they're listening to Duquesne still. I don't know. 65-39. Still under 2 minutes to go. Still 7-3?
Still 7-3.
Got to be the end of the first half, then. Okay, now driving and missing a layup. It was a Duke player, and it comes up to Nio Lear. Flyers hustling down court. See if they set up a play for Ifiala again. They do. Get it into her, and she got blocked. She'll go to the line. I think Precious Johnson just picked up her foul. No, it's Grantham Medley. It's her second. So Has Fiala been to the line this year? Do you have that?
Yes, I can tell you.
Thank you.
No.
No, first time at the line this year. These are not her first 2 points that she has tonight, are they? One-handed free throw missed.
No, she did score. She set 2 points.
Okay, so these now she has 4 points. Another one coming up. Yeah, and she shoots her free throws one-handed like George McGinnis. That's an old reference in the ABA. He passed away recently. Longtime Indiana Pacer great. Fiala now has 3 points. Oh, I've got to tell you something about Precious Johnson in a minute. Well, I think we're going to have some time to fill after the game before we hear from the coach, so I'll tell you that. So, Quate, good fake out, scores. Rémi Quate has 4 points from Quebec, 67-40. Nia Lear dumps it inside for Riss Miller, and Precious Johnson fouls her. Precious Johnson's father, Stu Johnson, ninth all-time leading scorer in the now-defunct American Basketball Association. I saw him play in person with the Spirits of St. Louis in 1974 when I was announcing those games into my tape recorder on fictitious station WIN. I'm sure nobody cares about that, but I thought I had time to fill, and I'll let somebody know.
Dan, you have to substitute someone in.
Oh, apparently Precious Johnson fouled out, so Wasselson comes in. I missed 2 fouls on Precious Johnson. See, 1974, I don't think the 2 people sitting to my left were even alive then. I know Abby wasn't. You were, yeah.
Negative 14.
Negative 14. Well, that makes me feel good. Chris Miller at the line, 83%, missed the first one. So, yeah, I should walk up to Precious Johnson and say, I watched your father play in person in 1974. She'd say, get out of here.
I think what's most impressive about that story is you still have that recorder.
Yeah, well, yeah, I do. I definitely do. Some of those tapes, too. They're a hoot. 67-40. We are now under a minute to go in a game that was decided long, long ago. The Flyers will drop to 6-7. Duquesne will up their record to 7-6. Good head fake in the lane, and Kiyaku made the shot. But they... Okay, they're going to count it, and she's going to go to the line. She's got a smile looking light up a room. Kiyaku has 12 points. Is that a career high for her? I'll just make you statistician now. What the heck? 44 seconds to go. Kiyaku at the line.
Tested me. I like Dayton, this. Dayton's a little easier.
I like this young lady. Free throw, good. It's 13 for Kiyaku, and it's 70-40. If you can find it.
No, she had 25.
Oh.
Against South Carolina State, January of this year.
Okay. Fiala missed. Fiala got it back. Missed again. Riss Miller got it back. Does a pirouette. You should go to the line. I mean, Kiyaku, this is a situation where she got a lot of playing time tonight because of the Tess Myers injury and the Brown injury.
Mm-hmm.
And she has definitely made the most of it. Give her credit.
I like her game. I mean, she's electric.
She's
right,
quick.
Right, yes. When she came out on the court, you could see that. That stands out.
I kind of don't know why she's only averaging 3.8 a game. Well, I mean, again, you have players who've been here 18 years, so it's hard to get playing time in that respect.
That's exactly right.
70-40. Riss Miller at the line. Free throw good. Gives her 5 points. Right about her average. One more coming. Free throw good. 6 points. 70-42, so 28-point game. It's 15 at the half. 27 after three, so it's pretty much... Second and fourth quarters have pretty much been a draw. Third quarter, well, we won't talk about that. Duquesne can basically dribble this one out. 70-42. I heard you stole my line in the Ohio-Dominican game.
Buzzer, please. Yeah. I did that as a tribute.
Take my wife, please. Buzzer, please. There it is. 70-42. Post-game, after this.
It's
It's the Archer's Tavern post-game program with Barney Sintner and Dennis Shaw. Now let's head back to the arena to get the wrap-up on today's game.
All right, so the final score is 70-42. Duquesne won the fourth quarter, 16-15. All right, let's go over the final numbers right now. Let's go the team numbers. Wow, okay. Duquesne wound up shooting a respectable 45%. They cooled off after a very hot first quarter. Dayton shot 24%. Three-point field goals, nothing artistic tonight. Duquesne shot 28%. Dayton shot 16%. Free throws, Duquesne 9 of 16. The Flyers padded this in the fourth quarter, basically with the inside game of Wheeler and Rissmiller. Dayton shot 13 of 22, 59% from the line. Duquesne shot 9 of 16, 56%. Flyers made 23 turnovers. That's well more than normal. Duquesne only had 11. Points off turnovers were 22-8 in Duquesne's favor. Total rebounds. Now, this is weird. Duquesne was pulverizing the Flyers on the board for a while, but Dayton winds up winning the boards 44-35. Now, what does that mean? Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely
frankly,
nothing.
Defensive rebounds were even. Offensive rebounds were a plus +8 for Dayton. Second chance points were even. The bench points, Duquesne won it easily 29-15. Points in the paint, Duquesne 40-12. That's a big stat right there. Blocks 7, Duquesne 1, Dayton. Steals 8, Duquesne 7, Dayton. Assists 14, Duquesne 9, Dayton. Times tied, none. Lead changes, none. We were tied for a minute 27. Duquesne held the lead for 38 minutes and 33 seconds. All right, the individual scoring looks like this. Well, we'll take a box because let's guess the attendance. Let's do something. Give me your guess on the attendance. I can't play because I just saw the attendance. I didn't think it was this much.
1575.
2249.
Wow.
I admit I didn't look behind me. All right. So Duquesne, we'll go with them first. And they were led by Nia Bernard with 16 points in 30 minutes. 7 of 12 from the field. Kiyaku, I said, had 13. Townsend had 10. I think most of those were in the first period. Hamilton had 6. Meg McConnell had 7, but she did have 8 rebounds and 6 assists. Grantha Medley, starting for Tess Myers, had 2. Brown got hurt a minute into the game. Fortunately, we don't think it's a serious injury, so obviously she didn't score. Precious Johnson had 4. Wasselson played for the first time this year and had 6. Ammons had 2. And Quate had 4. Let's see here. For the Flyers, Ariana Smith had 8 to go with her 9 rebounds. Riley Rissmiller did have 8 rebounds to go with her 6 points. Lightbourne had 2. Wolf had 2. Destiny Bohannon, rough shooting, 3 of 14, 9 points. Anissa Jones had 3. Mariah Perez in 12 minutes and 50 seconds got off 5 shots and had 2 points. Shannon Wheeler battled. She went to the free throw line 8 times, hit 4 of them for 4 total points. Nia Lear played 12 minutes and was held scoreless. Ty Kozlova had a 3-pointer. And Eve Fiala got to play 5 minutes and 21 seconds and got her second basket of the year to go with a free throw for 3 points. Points from turnovers, Duquesne 22, Dayton 8. And Duquesne won the first quarter 22-7. The teams tied the second quarter at 12. Duquesne won the third quarter 20-8. Duquesne narrowly wins the fourth quarter 16-15. And again, 2,249 people this evening were here. And we'll wait for the coach. We have a headset for her.
Yes, we're all set up.
We're all
ready for her.
Set up. Again, after the UMass game, we will be on the air. Well, I'll be on the air. Dennis will be on special assignment. I'll be on the air next Saturday at 11:45 a.m. And Loyola's second year in the A-10. Last year, the Flyers played at Loyola, so it'll be our first look at the new team in the A-10 next year at Loyola. The coach joins us now, and it's a rough game. I hope you're okay. It's just a rough night overall.
Oh, man. It's a rough day. It's an 8 o'clock game. Maybe I should have drank more coffee and gave my team some as well because that was awful.
It looked like from the early going that you guys were befuddled by Duquesne's zone.
Yeah.
Why do you think?
And they're a tough man team. They're a tough zone. They like to mix it up. They do some triangle and two, box and one. I think there were a multitude of opportunities we had that to throw it into the post, and we didn't early. We took some early threes, early jumpers, things like that. But they just out-toughed us. When you get that many more points in the paint off drives and post touches, probably most of them were drives, that's a toughness. They have one of their best players out, Tess Grady. Another kid comes, the Brown kid goes out, who's been starting a couple times here lately. And we don't take advantage of it. But that first quarter told us a lot, and it was downhill from there. It was no fight back, you know, nothing. We had a lot of my bads and a lot of excuses in the locker room.
And you tried to shake things up by starting Riley tonight.
Yes.
And it seemed like Townsend took her to task.
Yes. I mean, I'm sure she saw freshman chops, and they went at her the first couple of times. We kind of figured that would happen a little bit, but I mean, that was a first. I mean, what she got some on offensive rebound. She had 10 points, right? That was they beat us from a team effort. I mean, they had multiple people in double figures, lots of point guards with rebounding. And we went and looked at halftime, their guards had maybe 7 or 8 reboundings. Our had 0 on a bad shooting night. So from my standpoint, they beat us in every facet of the game. They out-toughed us. They competed for 40 minutes knowing they had some players out. And there's no excuse for that. And in this conference, you play like we did tonight, you'll get beat by 30 every night. And so that's something that we have to really work on because it's a quick turnaround to go to UMass on Tuesday.
I'll give it to Dennis in a minute. But, I mean, like, did you just, like, yell at halftime or
you know what?
What could you say?
It was Kalisha and Daryl Price said more. I think I took the last game. And it gets to a point where I'm out of words because, you know, you're looking at things like McConnell come over to the bench. They're up by 20-something points. She hits the ball over Ivy Wolf's leg. It goes out of bounds. It's their ball, right? She's clapping. And you have to respond to that because that kid knew. My homie's out that shoots, you know, the threes. My other homie goes out because she, you know, hurts her foot. And I got to will this team to win the game. And I don't know if I right now have enough people in the locker room as of today that want to take that on. And that's where we have to get better. That's where we have to grow. Because this, hey, 10 is a grind. I mean, at UMass, it's not going to be easy just because they lost 5 or 6, you know, their whole starting lineup and their coach leaves. It's going to be a grind of the game, and it's not going to be a given.
But is the best thing to play this game Tuesday on a really quick turnaround?
I'm sure the players are happy because they don't want to see me tomorrow. You know, this is holiday time. You know, compliance doesn't really put many restrictions on me. So I think they will be more fearful of me than UMass, and that's my job, and that's what I'm going to make sure of.
So basically you have one tough practice because then Monday you got to head out.
We could have 2. You know, it doesn't matter. That's really up to me at this point. We already had our day off. You know, we have our day off the rest of the week. So for me, we'll have some toughness practices. They don't usually have to be long. I usually get my message across really quickly. I had to do it a lot last year just to keep their intensity up because right now we're getting out-toughed. You know, we're running offense 3 or 4, you know, feet from behind the 3-point line. So we can't see our post players posting up. We can't turn it. We're not trying to look to turn the corner. So that's where we have to change.
When I think of toughness in this Dayton team, you know, especially over the last year and a half or so, Mariah Press.
Yeah.
And can I ask, is she health-wise?
She's healthy.
Okay? Well, you know, okay.
Yeah, she's absolutely healthy. I just think a lot of players go through it. This is Mariah's sophomore season, and you know, if we're looking at the basketball part of it, and people prepare for you differently. And I was on her pretty hard during the summer and in the preseason because I know what she was going to look at. We see lots of double teams, and then Nani's rebounding the way she is and finishing around the rim and things, and you know, starting to expand her game. And so they get a lot of looks. You know, where I remember at OU at Detroit, they're saying Perez, 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 Perez. And I don't think she will, right? But I don't think she understood what that meant until you kind of get into it. And she didn't have 2 more seasons to figure it out, right? So the number, what I really look at is our practice numbers. And I don't care how young you are, right? I don't care that Riley's going to get scored on by Townsend. If Riley's numbers are what they are in practicing games and we equate everything per minute played in practice and in games, she's going to start.
That's why Danica continues to start, you know. So they might not look as great. They're not experienced. There's going to be times we give things up. But if they perform the way they do in games and practices, Ifeala, you know, finding more minutes for that kid because she's starting a nice little hook shot. It didn't go in. Gets in. They play better high-low and were more competitive than we were in the last 5 minutes than we were an entire game. And it was two freshmen out there. So freshman post players at that. So those are moments I have to take advantage of in year two.
I have one last question, just out of general curiosity. Mm-hmm. Will you make them watch this?
Like, yes. Yeah, we'll watch it. Definitely the first quarter and probably the third quarter. Yeah, they need to watch that, and then they need to know why. Because sometimes they think they're doing things, and they say things that they think they're doing that they're not doing.
Body language.
Body language is huge, yes. And I talk about that a lot, and that's one of my pet peeves in recruiting is body language is one of my top four. And for me, that's huge. And it sends a message. It sends a message to the other team. They see blood in the water.
We still see the growth, Coach.
Oh, man. I don't. I hope it's a happy new year. Maybe I need 2024 more than I thought I did.
Have a happy
right.
new year.
Yes, safe trip to UMass. Hopefully all will go well there Tuesday. Happy new year. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thank you.
All right, that about does it. They took the score off the board. Maybe that's a good thing. 70-42 is the score. So we thank Abby Fink again for running the board tonight, subbing for Norm. We thank Dennis for being here. Dennis will miss the next game. He'll hopefully be back with us Wednesday the 17th. One of the Georges is here. I think it's Mason.
Washington.
I picked the wrong one. All right. So by George, I picked the wrong one. So, Dennis, happy new year to you, my friend.
Good luck
to the Bengals. They're going to need it tomorrow. I had to jab that in.
They should
but,
lose
you know,
it. It's house money.
I could just say this off air, but I won't. You know, I appreciate your – I was a little reluctant to bring up Mariah. But, you know, you brought it up. She answered it honestly. You know, and she brings up a good point. Many times in a player's sophomore season, they do have the sophomore slump for a number of reasons, and I think that's what Mariah's going through right now.
And it makes sense. And yeah, I just felt like I had to. I mean, she finished today, only played 13 minutes, 2 points, 1 of 5, and she's so gifted, you know. And she doesn't, you know, you could hear it in her voice. She still has the highest of praise of Mariah. So, yeah, they're going to work through that, and hopefully they can figure it out sooner rather than later.
I'm going to go talk to Dan.
Yeah,
all right, 70-42. We'll talk to you next Saturday. At least I'll talk to you next Saturday, 11:45 against Loyola. A pleasant good night from UD Arena.
Happy New Year.
You've been listening to the Archers Tavern postgame program with Barney Centner and Dennis Shaw.
You've been listening to Dayton Flyers women's basketball on Information Radio 1660. Thanks to Archer's Tavern for underwriting today's game. You can hear a replay of today's game and any other home game from this year's season by visiting our website at radio1660.com. That's radio1660.com.